Blog Talk Radio.
Break yourself, fool!
Fudge World. Red, what's happening, brother?
What's going on? What's going on, Junior?
I don't think Slouch is on yet. What's been happening, man? What's going on?
Oh, man, you know, I got some chassis shop drama I'm dealing with.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, I'm on line.
Next time you blast my Malibu, Slouch, you saw what I was going to do to you.
What was that? Hey, Rudy.
Yeah, Slouch got jokes, man, so, you know, he gonna take a Nas bottle up to the head. Peso already whooped his ass down at the A, so.
Hold on. I ain't know Slouch.
Hey, man, look.
Man.
Nah, Hood TV and Peso caught him down at the 8th of the mile shooting a video, and they beat the brakes off of him. I posted the picture.
Oh, no. Paparazzi gone wild.
Yeah.
Hey, Slouch, man, tell me that ain't true, man.
Hey, man, the perpetrators were seen leaving with a Peso Hood TV hat on a Peso shirt and Peso hat on a Hood TV shirt so they wouldn't get caught.
Oh, hell no. Did they get it on video? Because, you know, if it ain't on video, it didn't happen. You know that, right?
Hey, I happen to be at the hospital with Slouch. I took a picture, man. I reposted on Facebook.
Oh, damn. Slouch, what's going on, man?
Oh, man, same old.
Meatball, what's happening?
Man, what's going on, Slouch, Reg, June? Give that shout-out to June and Big Fred. I know he out there working in Motor City Mafia, you know, Latone. Everybody who's listening tonight, man, because we are alive in our motherfucking cut tonight.
That's
and,
right.
Right. And we going I just want to get to it, man. Y'all don't mind? During this week, let me get to something real quick,
Meatball. Ridge.
Talk to me.
Ridge got an axe to grind, baby.
Huh?
Go on with it, Ridge. Come on with it. You know how it is. It's live and uncut.
Look, as all my Facebook people know, I've been fuming all day, all week since Friday. I'm going to give a shout-out first to Randy because Randy kind of calmed me down 6 miles from Young Money. I appreciate you, brother. I know you're listening. But I'm going to get this off my chest, Randy. Then I'm going to ask God for forgiveness. But I took my Malibu, which was turnkey, to Chris Jarman on March 1st of this year. And to get a certified 7.5 car built, chassis work, everything. Set up, gave this, got the quote. We both agreed upon it. Took this cat, my car on March 1st. I come back. I had to go get my car this past Friday because this clown hadn't did shit, but basically took my car apart. I paid a substantial amount of money for parts and other stuff, services to get done. And, you know, this clown ain't had nothing done. He screwed over three other people have came and gotten their cars from this dude. And every excuse you can imagine this guy's given us, man. You know, I was referred to him by somebody I trusted, and they obviously trusted him too. But this guy totally screwed me out of a lot of money. So I'm putting his ass on blast, man, tonight. But Eliminator Customs, man, Chris Jarman, you know. All I want is my money back. You know what I'm saying? He can have whatever he did in labor, I'm cool with that, but I want my money back. Because you ain't do shit. He's a freaking liar, man. Eliminator Customs, Grand Blanc, Michigan.
Grand Blanc, that's the name of the town?
Yep.
Oh, okay. I'm asking. You know I ain't from Michigan. I thought you was blanking. Okay. My question, I'm the
last cat to mess with, man. I'm a meatball in Georgia tell you, man. I social media, man, I'm gonna put you on blast.
I ain't saying
this is the last time I'm gonna say it. I'm gonna ask for my money every week on every social network until I get my money. I ain't gonna say nothing. I have nothing else negative to say about you. But I put you on blast today, but I'm gonna ask you for my money every damn week until you get me my money. I'm expecting a minimum of $5K back. $5,000 at least. Let it be known. You owe me $5,000 minimum.
I have a question, Reg. Did he try in any way to resolve this with you? I mean, the reason I ask is, you know, I believe in one thing. If you can't hear, you know, if you can't have both sides of the story, which he is more than welcome. I mean, you can say his name, you know. Pretty sure there's people out here that know him. He is more than welcome to call in and hit that one button. I'm just asking.
I hope he does call in and hit the run button. I've given him several chances. Slouch can even vouch for me on this.
Okay.
Several other people will get on this line and vouch for me on this, that this guy gives you every excuse in the world, man. I've been, you know, a couple weeks ago, I'm going to have your bars in. Everything, this is going to be done. I'm going to have everything. We're going to start putting together. I'm going to start cutting stuff. I've been hearing this all year, man.
Okay, so he didn't try to resolve it then. Okay, then you know what?
He was like, give me a couple weeks. Give me a couple months. Man, this keeps going on. I'm going through this. I'm going through that. But you know what? That ain't my problem. I'm a customer.
Right. That's correct.
Just give me my money back, and I have nothing else to say about you or to you.
I mean, it's a warning to those out there, you know. I understand how business goes and how things, you know, sometimes go right, sometimes things go sour. But if you got a track record, you know, of fucking people over, I mean, you know, do the next guy a favor and do just like you did. Blast his ass, you know.
You know what? Shame on me. I, you know, new to this game and trusted the wrong person. Shame on me. But you know what? I'm going to make sure the next person don't get screwed.
There you go. That's what's up. Well, I mean, like you said, Rich, you ask them for your money every week. Every week, you know, you got, I mean, this goes across the board for anybody. You know, I understand.
Right.
In business, in life, sometimes things just don't work out the way we want them to. But when you don't try to correct whatever those issues are, then that means you don't give a fuck. Then fuck you then. I mean, start at the kneecaps and work your way up, you know?
That's all I'm going to say on it, man. Chris Jarman, Eliminator Customs, I want my money.
There you go.
Stay up, motherfucker. Excuse my French.
Meatball.
Man, talk to me.
Come on with it, brother. You got to speak up. I got some baby.
Well, first off, Eliminator Customs is on motherfucking blast.
There you go.
And you do have the right to come over here and defend your side. If not, you just
That's
as
right.
guilty.
Right.
I beg him to come on. You know what I'm saying? I beg him to come on. I got an agreement, a quote. I got my receipts where we paid and signed off on it. All my receipts. Everything paid on. He signed it, and I signed it when I paid his ass. And I got my quote. And I got every conversation we even had on Facebook and email and text message. So what? Come with it.
That's right. I mean, the end result, whether right or wrong, true business. The customer is always right. You know, don't get me wrong. I know a lot of times you can have customers that, listen, man, you regret the minute you even spoke to them. But
then I'm going to even put you on blast, and the guy that you told, oh, I don't like dealing with black customers because they don't never have money to finish their cars, for another customer to come tell me that, I'm putting you on blast for that shit. And I hope you didn't say it. I'm going to give you benefit of the doubt. But the person that told me that is such an upright, upstanding person that, you know what, you did probably say that.
Well, like I said, start at the
I'm a black person that got money to finish my car. And you got money up front for you, so you could finish my damn car. Bring your fuck ass on the line and defend that. Defend everything. Come and lie about something, because I got every conversation we done had, email, Facebook, text message, receipt, quote, got it all. You ain't dealing with it. You ain't dealing with no everyday. You ain't dealing with no idiot over here.
There you go. I mean, you got to pursue it in whatever direction you need to.
And you don't think?
Money don't come easy. And even when it does, it really ain't that easy. So
you pay me my money and I'll shut up. I'm going to ask you every week.
There you go. You got him there.
I'm done.
Mr. Meatball, let's roll, baby.
All right, man. What was that, last Wednesday at Milan Dragway, we had a rumble out there. We had DMX, Whiplash Racing, took on the team I'm with, Ride or Die Racing, Johnny Williams and the Riddler. They not raced not once, but they raced twice. Johnny Williams did get the win light on both races. Big props out to DMX for keeping that car off that wall. You know what I mean? Good driving. Actually, good driving on both parts, but good driving on DMX part the most, for keeping that car off the wall. But I guess last night we had a Cold Killers race in Macon. We had we had some good racing down there. I heard Cold Killer did who did he beat? Was it Real Tree?
Yeah, he ran Little Rick.
Well,
he got the Camaro. That's part of that Real Tree Lethal Weapons team, and he did get the W. I mean, again, I guess he was lucky.
He got the win,
like they always saying. They always saying, you know, Cold Killer is lucky. So I mean, but my understanding was they didn't try to engage again. So I don't know how lucky he could really be. You know?
Oh, did they run back again?
Is lucky. Not that I know of, no sir, no sir.
And I'd like to get they said Butt Naked is down there, man, handling business now.
Yes, sir. They say Bud Naked was doing real good down there. I mean,
I heard he knocked out King Kong.
Yes, sir. It's the end of the year, and they stepping it up. They stepping it up, that's for sure. Well, I mean, I'm hoping we can get somebody up in here that can give us the updates on that, because, you know, Tone was down there. I mean, he didn't fare too well. But it ends up that him and Biz were locked in the run, and Tony had to pay the punk out. You know, I'm going to keep it real. That's my man. Tony had to pay the punk out on it. So, you know, Biz got off. Had a couple races down there. I think Biz went 1-1. Not too sure on that. I mean, like I said, hopefully we'll get somebody can come on and fill us in on that. But for the most part, they had a good showing down there, good race.
Yeah, I'm trying to call somebody else to try to get some updates on
you know, for us right now, we're basically at the end of the road. You know, there aren't going to be too many more races going on. So,
but that's why they're trying to get them in on a test and tune night.
Right. I mean, you got to take advantage. You know, whatever few days are left, you're going to have to take advantage because, truth be told, it's going to be a long, cold winter, boy. Kimu. What's up? What's going on, Zero? What's happening?
Man, just sitting back listening. I heard Red, y'all. Oh, man, Red's kind of upset. DJ Greg gave him a little bit of a report last night on some of the races. Maybe a dog on it. Let us know what really went on.
There you go.
Yeah, pick up somebody get dog on there, Frank. Yes,
Wait a minute. Can you get my man? Where my man's shoes at, man? Hood TV put a post out of shoes, man. I don't know.
You got to speak up a little bit, Kimo. What was that now?
They put a picture of shoes on Facebook, and then they put in the end caption, like, I just lost my whole check, but put shoes face on this video, man. It had to be the funniest stuff ever, dude. I laugh so hard, man.
Man, I just want shoes to know, man, don't let them catch you like that one again, man. Put your head down or something. One thing about it, he's a real man. He held his head up because they call you with his head up. He didn't put it down.
Man, shoes, man, his face especially looked like he was by, like, he was at the trash compound or something. That's how his face was looking.
Oh no, they weren't squeezing the guts out of him, huh?
Yeah, he had. They call him with the face, man.
You gotta let them catch him like that. But we have one hell of a we did that, man.
Hey, Kimo, I know you love to eat, boy. I know you love to eat. And I'm pretty
I'm drinking some water.
No, okay, because Well, hey, you were saying they had some what? A race what?
Oh, I said it was one hell of a race that we had.
Oh yeah, no doubt. You know, I miss that meatball when he didn't come on and give us the review as he does, because you know with meatball you get the blow by blow on it now.
Right.
Well, man, I had to go to work that the next day, so I really didn't stay around to see the race. Because Milan did keep the track open to what, 2 in the morning?
Oh, yeah.
They kept the track.
Them boys
they kept that track
two
open
morning.
To 2 in the morning.
So they
were trying
like
to get it in.
They doing like the Milan of old then. Because I remember in the days they used to stay out there late.
I think the latest I was at Milan one time, I guess they threw an event and all that on a no-ET night. I think I stayed out there to about 4 in the morning.
That's what I'm talking about. Especially if that dew ain't out there, shit.
We done had a lot of stuff that happened in that mile, and I hope they get it back in order. But boy, one incident, man, that they brought to my attention this week, man. They say my man got to go to court for having a brawl out at Miley with a gangster.
Hold on, man. Come on now. Come on now, Kimo. So your man had a brawl at Milan with a gangster, and he got to go to court for it?
Man got to.
Yeah, okay.
Got to go to court.
I mean, shit.
The gangster that took the man to court.
I mean, shit. I mean, hey. Let me tell you this. That's what they call them new wave gangsters. You know? Hey, what was it? Dude that was playing Don King in Rocky. What'd he say? You touch me, I sue. All right? He was a cold gangster, but what would he tell a motherfucker every time? You touch me, I sue. Come on, man. That's the new wave shit.
Man,
Damn,
my liver hurts.
Oh, you know. Well,
June, and the bad part about it, man, and the bad part about I think I know what he's talking about too. And Kimo ain't lying.
I was trying to
get lying right now.
Clarification, true, man.
Listen, you know what that tells you something right there, man. A lot of times, you know, things ain't what they seem to be, man. You know? That means you need to be very careful. You need to be very careful because the one you least expect is going to be the one that's going to come scratch your ass for sure. Hey, Meatball, I'm going to go through here. I got a couple hands up. Let me go on and see what we got here, see what's going on. All
right.
2285, your mic is open.
Hey, what's happening, man?
What's up, John?
What's going on?
You mean you talk your dog on the line, man, so we know what all went down last night.
I'm gonna tell you like I tell anybody else. If you can get in touch with them, tell them to come on in, and I'll open up that mic. Mm-hmm. I will get them right in. Hey.
Leon Hello? Just dropped. He just dropped.
Well, let me go on to the next one. 708-0992. 708-0992. Your mic is open.
What's happening? What's going on?
What's going on?
What up, man?
Hold on, man. Hold on now. Hold on.
Wait a minute.
May I ask who's on the line, please?
Oh, this biz. Y'all know who this is. This biz. I called in.
I'm calling in to give a
good race report.
There you go.
Thank you, Ben.
Good looking out.
Thanks, Ben, for
appreciate that.
Thank you, Ben, for calling in and giving us this good race report that you going that we gonna receive from you.
I got a disclaimer.
On this show, I got a disclaimer.
Let me start off with my disclaimer. My disclaimer is Little Tony is a stand up drag racer and man. Me and Little Tony ain't seen each other in quite some time, and I'm gonna tell you, we were like two big fat bras hugging each other when we seen each other at the track. It's a lot of stuff that's been said between the two parties, and I tell you, we were generally happy to be in each other's presence and company. And it was a good time, unfortunately he did have it ain't no wasn't no fun, you know how some people just ain't running right and they paid a lockup off. The man actually had problems. It was visceral. He had problems and it wasn't a punk out. He paid the lockup off. So like I say, he was a stand up dude, man, and I gotta say that. But concerning the race, man, I ain't seen that many people in Macon in a long time. They really came out and supported that event, and it was some. It wasn't a lot of cars there, race cars, but it was a lot of spectators, and the cars that was there, it was some freaking heavy hitters there. Man, you had T5, you had Big Low, you had Lil Rick, you had Donye, you had Tony Bynes, he had four cars there. You had the old gangster boot two there. You had Wit and the 901 Bad Boys. You had them there, man. And I know I'm missing. Oh, you had Butt Naked. Woo, man, Butt Naked showed out. Man, listen, you had so many heavy hitters there. Mike Hill was there with his damn $400,000 Pro Mod, man. And he went down the track late. I was like, damn, Mike, why are you going down this damn track this late? Mike was there. The White Boys was there. Man, I know I'm forgetting something. Then, you know, you had your locals. You know, you had Bandrill, Shut Up and Race. You had Icy Boys. You had the boys there.
Hold on. Biz trying to be nice. Let me go and get it, Junior. Meatball and Slouch and all y'all. Biz trying to be
what
nice.
Up, fuck dog?
That. Told me you can goddamn do what the fuck you want to do. This ain't on a dog. This the motherfucking Godfather and the dog wrapped in one. Let me get one thing out the way first. Where's that motherfucking mule mouth, big-headed, big-lip-ass, motherfucking goat-mouth-ass type man? All the rest of the goddamn time, he be the first bitch on the show threatening everybody, saying how motherfucking bad he is and all that shit. When he get his motherfucking asshole blow, clean out the motherfucking socket, we can't find that motherfucking dry mouth motherfucker.
I want me to tell the real thing,
because B is trying to be nice. How y'all doing? Junior.
We doing good, dog. What's up, buddy?
Junior, you told me, and I know I love you, boy, because goddamn it, the one thing about your motherfucking hair breed, I don't know what fucking color you is, you tell them to tell it the way the fuck it is. Is that right, Junior?
I mean, that's the only way to
ride.
That's
right, Junior. Okay, and Kimo.
That's right.
Kimo now, yeah. He done pissed me off, yeah. Too now. Kimo done got to be soft in a motherfucker. I believe Kimo been mean fuck, because he getting soft like a motherfucker. But let me go with one thing I want to wait on. Everything Big was saying after he was talking about him and Little Tony was okay. But let me tell you what the real deal with Little Tony. Little Tony seen me go out there and motherfucking pat the gas on a motherfucking bitch at the 330 and win a hell of a number. So he decided to go out there and make a pass himself.
Yeah, you ain't doing shit, you old
Hey, bitch, let me finish this motherfucking report, motherfucker. So he went out there and made a motherfucking pass in that old goddamn banana-ass motherfucking Camaro, whatever the fuck that he got. He got his damn ticket down there, and him and the man at the ticket booth got to arguing. The man, he got out there talking about, man, this ain't my ticket, this ain't my ticket. The man said, what you mean this ain't your ticket? You want an 840. 840? Man, this ain't my ticket. The man said, I ain't got no more tickets down there. You the only car to just come down through here. So what little Tony did, he went back to the goddamn trailer. He got with his boys, and they put the computer on the motherfucking car. And them motherfuckers said, man, goddamn, that damn past biz just make, man, we got to tune this motherfucker up. So they went back out there and tuned that bitch up. Now, unfortunately, he tuned it up. They were supposed to race at 7. Shit, little Tony was hoping it rained. He thought it was going to rain, so he fucked around in the staging lane waiting for it to rain, but it didn't rain. So he said, oh, shit. I got to phase biz, man. I can't stand this shit. I got to phase biz, man. I don't want this motherfucking trouble. Just like you, chemo bitch ass. Waiting on me. I'm looking for your motherfucking fatty head ass.
Hey, dog.
Yeah, let me. I'm almost. Hold on, chemo.
Hold on. Okay, I'm going to let you finish.
I just want to finish. Oh, go ahead, Junior. You got something? I'm almost through, Junior.
Huh?
So, I'm just going to give y'all this full story now.
Come on, Little Tony
was in the stage and waiting. I'm saying, what the fuck is Little Tony waiting on, man? So he finally went out there and made another pass, and I think he did might have hurt something. But what I really heard happen is he had a half a ball of transmission fluid that he had in the car, and when he went almost through the traps, he pulled it out there on the transmission so some smoke could come out there, and so they rolled it back up in the goddamn trailer talking about something was wrong with it because they ain't want me to goddamn pull the parachute on it. And if you don't believe it, I made an interview before the race even started, and I told Lil Tony, I said, bitch, if I don't pull the parachute on your motherfucking ass, I'm going down to the faggot bar and suck a mule dick. And goddamn it, I admit that.
Okay.
I don't like to talk about Lil Tony because you know I love that boy. I love Lil Tony, but if you on the phone, get that faggot bitch on the phone and tell him didn't I say that motherfucker.
No,
and after I whooped that one big block nowhere down there, I thought Chain ain't that motherfucker. I came back and told Lil Tony. I said, if you get your gay motherfucking ass to staging right now, bitch, you got the back motherfucking tie. And he didn't want to do it. Now get him on the goddamn phone if you say I'm lying.
Well, he's in flight right now, so he
in flight, my
in
motherfucker. Why all of a sudden when the bitch get the asshole blowed out, he can't come on the motherfucking show? We can't find time, man.
Dog,
we can't find no motherfucker.
I'm just, I'm just relaying what was relayed.
Junior, I want to ask you because you don't got them. They, I don't think they pay you right. So I'm asking you, why all of a sudden now they goddamn it can't get on the radio? Type man, I got tired of listening to that big mouth motherfucker. Every time I look around, he's on the goddamn radio talking about what Motor City Mafia this, Motor City Mafia that, Motor City, fuck a Motor City Mafia. I fuck Motor City Mafia up, goddamn it.
Okay, now. Can I speak now, dog? I was told.
Yes, sir. I'm sorry, Junior. Thank you, but if business gonna be the rest of the ritual, and I'm gonna say something else. A lot of people ain't gonna say it, Junior. I'm gonna say one more thing, then I'm gonna go on mute and I'm gonna wait for somebody gotta ask me.
No,
I'm
don't
tell you just one truth, Junior.
You ain't gonna
Junior,
run
just
off.
One truth. I'm gonna tell you one truth. Now y'all know everybody love Cold Killer and they say he the baddest motherfucker in the world and all that. I'm gonna tell the truth on your show first because I ain't told nobody else. And Killer did hire me to work his race, so goddamn, I ain't got paid now, so I can tell it now. I'm going to tell you the truth, and I don't care what nobody says. I ain't hating. Saturday, yesterday down there, if Lil Rick didn't red light, he had Cold Killer motherfucking ass covered like a motherfucking blanket.
Okay. I ask a question now. Let's start with that piece. Did he try engaging again?
Yes, he did. He tried to engage him again.
So,
Cold Killer didn't want that trouble.
Oh, they told him wear that ass whooping?
Yeah, that's another way of saying I'm scared. That's all that fuck that is. That look good, goddamn it, saying it after you done won. But motherfuckers, it's just like fucking a bitch. If y'all, for all y'all young motherfuckers or old motherfuckers, you like fucking a bitch, Junior. If I can get my dick hard again, why I won't fuck her?
Now, my question is this. Again, so
what?
You're saying Cold Killer was lucky again.
No, I didn't say lucky. I ain't going to call it luck because he went out there to engage. But if that man had a fucking red light, he would have been fucked up.
Can I say what I've heard you say on numerous occasions?
I'm granted. A win is a motherfucking win. Goddamn right. He beat his motherfucking ass. But I'm just trying to tell y'all before everybody starts sucking that dick. Because y'all know I was sucking Cold Killer dick more than anybody, and I'm still is because he's still undefeated and he's a champ. But if you ask me if the real deal is, his ass pulled have been woe the fuck out yesterday.
But see, that's the thing. He was supposed to be.
You're right, Junior. I can't
man,
talk that, Junior.
Your man, now I'm speaking because I know you guys got a little thing going on down there. So,
I love Cold Killer. I love it.
I'm saying, you know, you, Little Rick, Real Tree Biz, you know, y'all got your alliance going on there.
Junior, before you say that, though, Junior, you're right about one thing.
Yeah.
They got an alliance going on. I'm a renegade. I fuck any bitch you put in front of me. Right now, I'm driving Biz's car. I want chemo motherfucking ass. That's the next bitch I'm going to make shit in itself. I want chemo bitch ass because he always running his motherfucking mouth. And then I turn right back around and got them getting chemo and fuck Biz motherfucking ass up. Anybody have me, any car I'm driving, I'm going to try to kill me a bitch. But right now I want chemo. I already done fucked Big Wayne up though, so I ain't got to worry about him. But chemo the next bitch I want to make shit on itself.
Boy, I'm going to tell you a new asshole, young man.
You gonna tell me a new asshole with your motherfucking lips, you black bitch?
Hey, I do want to say this. We talked about Cold Killer. We talked about Lil Rick. But I'm gonna tell you two people. One, everybody already know, and I'm going to tell you about another one that just stole the show last night. Butt-naked.
And Tony Wright.
Hey, Tony Wright. God dog it. I'm telling you, man, Tony Wright, man, hey, he, that championship, he drove that damn car. He do not understand what it means to lift.
Which car did
man,
he have? That baby
he, Mustang. Both of them got prime.
No, 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 no.
Like
that was Baby Hitler. He just got it primed down.
Okay.
Yeah, Junior, it was Baby Hitler.
Yeah.
Okay.
God dog it, man. He don't understand the word lift. Dog, how far did he Willie? About 100 feet?
If y'all go on Grudge, if y'all go on that Grudge Racer thing, they got the pictures up there. That motherfucker had that. He was killing that tree. They ain't had no tree left to go on. He was killing that tree. And Biz, you can go ahead and tell the rest of the story. If I talk about the controversy, because I want you to stay nice. Right now, I'm finna kill y'all. I'm finna kill y'all right now. Chi-Town Biz is fucking back. If you don't motherfucking believe it, bitch, put your motherfucking money where your mouth at. Blotty, dotty, any motherfucking body.
hey, that's a good thing. Dog, I ain't got to talk trash no more. I got the world's great. I got the Muhammad Ali. A god dogged drag racing, a grudge racing. But man, I'm telling
you right now, if goddamn Chemo come to Holly Springs this week, he got the back tire, black bitch.
Oh, so you Santa Claus then? You just giving shit away?
I ain't no motherfucking Santa Claus, bitch. I'm a motherfucking I'm the fuck up. I'm here to fuck that. See, Ben still try to be nice. We ain't nice down this motherfucker, Junior. We just like you. You should move your motherfucking hand down here, Junior, because I like the way you talk. Biz trying to be nice. I don't give a fuck. Don't get me wrong. Lil Tony my man now. But we was finna stick dick sideways up in his ass. I had a motherfucker in there. I had to pay a motherfucker $40 just to come to the track with me. I told him, I'm going to put a parachute in that bitch face. And
dog,
I don't know how to take that motherfucker.
See, I let you get by 2-3 times. I'm going to tell you what was told to me.
Go ahead,
upon arrival,
upon arrival
to Macon, I don't know if it was at a truck stop, at a gas station, I was told, Little Tony was told, you know motherfuckers disappeared down here. That's what I'm just stating, dog, if I'm wrong, I'm wrong.
What you mean disappear?
Disappear. So if you come in this way, act accordingly. That's what my
man. If I come in that way, you think you motherfucker? I'm 62 years old. You think I got to be 62 years old being a motherfucker? You know what a cabbage is, don't it? Don't come at me with no all head and no ass. For you make me disappear, motherfucker. You gotta come get me. And don't let me see you motherfucking coming, cause you might motherfucking disappear.
Hey Junior, you see how fast dog talking?
Wait
till I get hold of his ass. This motherfucker gonna be just as time as a cucumber.
Hey, fucking Chemo, I like you because I like the way you talk, but you lately you've been getting soft, bitch. You've been getting to be soft just like a mother jelly roll.
I ain't got no problem with you, but
Biz always, man, you know, Biz want me to hurt you. I'm going to hurt you for Biz. This going to be for Biz here.
Hey, man.
Biz, dog. Dog,
yeah.
I really hate, you know, I've said it from day one. There's two races personally that I'd love to see every day of the week, and that's Biz and Little Tony and Chemo and Wayne. Because the shit between them, again, Biz, as you said, man, no matter all the shit talking, all the bitches, hoes, all the shit that go on, when you see each other's, that's where you really know, you know, where a person stands. But, boy, I hate the fact, because I sit and watch it all winter long. I sit and watch, I rerun that motherfucking race, win or lose, whoever it is. I just wanted to see you motherfuckers engage, man.
Hey, we was going to go.
But, again.
It was going to go down. If the man didn't hurt his car, the man got enough pride and faith in his tuna and his driving ability. He was gonna get up there with dog. I do believe that.
No doubt.
I do want to say, man, it was a hell of a race yesterday. Tony Wright. Hey, and I'm gonna tell you this. It's a little girl out of Georgia named Tabitha.
Oh, man, that goddamn Camaro was on the screen.
Man, listen, they could call her the axe cutter. She put Jamie Trigger Man on the trailer and turned right back around the next round and put Boss Bynes on the trailer.
Man, don't tell me she gated them both.
She ran out of sight of them both.
Yeah, a woman.
Y'all better leave her alone. Y'all better leave her alone.
We're not gonna dig in the dirt though. It's just that everybody talk about Tony Bynes. Tony Bynes was in the house last night, Junior, and they didn't even know who the fuck he was. He was just a goddamn gnat on a motherfucking dog's ass last night. His mother, he brought that new car, that car they call a hammer. That bitch couldn't even outrun the tow truck he pulled that bitch in that week. see, motherfuckers gonna hate me. They gonna hate me, but I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck. I'm gonna call it the way it is. It's a nice looking car, Junior. It's a nice looking car. Got some nice shit on it, right? But that bitch went down the track. He made a horsepower fast than he did on the nitrous, man. That bitch wouldn't pull the hat off a drunk motherfucking lady.
Now you know the thing with him though, dog. You know he'll be down for a minute till he sort it out. Now,
hey man, I don't give a damn if you like me.
I don't want to hear two weeks from now he pulled your asshole out.
Hey, I don't pull to. I don't want to talk about no parts, but the car he got, he's supposed to blow my asshole out. I got a stock suspension car in 28, and we still ain't got no motherfucking tuner yet. When we get a motherfucking tuner, I'm coming up there wherever Kimo at. I don't give a fuck what business there. If I still ain't got his car, if we get a tuner, I'm coming where the fuck ever Kimo at. I'm coming to him, and I'm going to give that bitch the back fucking tie.
Hey, I got the back tie for life. Tell me, I got the back tie for life, and I'm going to tell you.
I ain't going to tell you got the back tie for life, bitch, because your gorilla motherfucking ass might think it's a donut and try to eat the motherfucker.
I also want to let everybody know about Big Low and Donye. Man, listen.
I
want
to know.
Donye, Big Low.
Ben talking like he's still up there with y'all. He down south. That was a goddamn fucking child molesting murder.
Did Low shake the tires?
If he shook the tires,
all I know is I seen
Donye
at 100-foot mark. All I see was Donye was at 100-foot mark and Low hadn't left yet.
Dog, he strapped it on his ass.
It was ugly.
He's going to cuss you out about talking shit about
who that now?
Low.
Well, see, the thing about it, let me tell you, hey, Kimo, let me tell you why I can talk shit the way I talk shit. Because every fucking thing I say is the truth. I don't give a fuck if a bitch don't like the way I say it. What I said was the truth. That man chain link, hey, you know I'm crippled.
Yeah.
I could have walked between the goddamn cars, man, and wouldn't have got hit.
Yeah, it was off the line, not down the road, off the line he chain linked them. It was unbelievable. But now it's on Facebook that Low sold the car.
I don't know who bought the motherfucker. Who bought it? Some slow motherfucker.
They said the new owner do not want his information disclosed. I don't know if that's a joke. They said I guess Donye owned it or something. I don't know, but that's what's said. Hey, Junior, if God just said open his mic, 219 number.
That's Leon, man.
No, Terry. That's Terry. I think Terry
wanna
Terry.
I see that motherfucker. When I see Terry, I'm going to hit him in the motherfucking face with a donut, a lying bouncer. Talking about he was going to come down there. And Leon said he was coming down there, too. That's another motherfucker.
219,
4018. I ain't got no motherfucking...
Shut the fuck up, dog.
Yeah, Terry.
Lock your motherfucking ass in for Holly Springs this weekend.
Man, suck my left nut. You supposed to be down there to help out.
You
want
to pick out Kimo? You want to pick out Kimo? Lock in.
Okay, I'll lock Kimo in. We lock in Kimo in. Lock in Kimo for Holly Springs, Saturday.
No, I'm going to lock in our silver Mustang against your...
I ain't running no motherfucking SVO. Fuck you. I'm at Kimo. Bring Kimo car down there. Kimo, I'll lock Kimo in 300 on a 15 or better. He got the back tie and lane choice.
Oh shit!
Hey dog,
I'm just
hey dog.
Hey dog, I'm
gonna
hey,
don't bag up.
I'm starting to lose the respect, dog. Don't do up like that. You should at least come.
Listen to me, sir. Hey, okay, fuck it. Y'all done pissed me the fuck off. Since Terry bought his big goat mouth ass on this motherfucker, lock the fuck that in, as long as he drive it, motherfucker.
I don't drive.
But shut the fuck up.
I'll tell you what, Biz ain't gonna be here, goddammit. Biz hired him a doggone Inwood to drive this shit.
That's me. Biz gonna be at home with his goddamn family. He told me to go fuck up anybody I need to fuck up.
There it is. Hey, dog, who pulled the car in and off the out the trailer?
I did.
Okay. I don't even put it in the trailer, Ted.
I know.
I don't give a high rate car no more.
I just want to hear dog back up. That's all
I ain't going to back up. Listen to me good now. If I get a tuner for that car, if we get a tuner for that car to get that bitch to do what it's supposed to do, then I do that. Right now, I'm going to run the bitches I know I can handle with no tuner. And that's a black motherfucker like chemo bitch ass.
Dog, you can't handle me. Trust and believe
don't,
that,
don't
son.
Don't mean I can't handle you, black motherfucker, because I can't ever catch up where you going to be at.
Boy, I'm going to not grease lighting out your ass as soon as we on the same property.
When can we
hey,
do
chemo,
that?
You,
I'll come
you
to
said
you,
gonna
bitch.
You're going
to
be
I'll
at
come
Bob's
to you.
Race?
I'm trying my best.
Hey, once you be raised right here, if the car got oil pressure, motherfucker, we'll be there.
When is Bobby's race?
December the 13th through the 15th in Orlando, Florida, motherfucker. Or you can come to Mike Hill race on November the 2nd, bitch. That go for you too, Terry, you goddamn it, goat mouth motherfucker.
Wow. You gonna keep it up,
hey,
boy?
Hey, dog,
you gonna quit
these boys like that, man?
Hey, Junior! Until a motherfucker make me shut the fuck up, fuck him.
Hey, Junior, you know why he's talking crazy? That man over 10 hours away. That ain't Chicago.
Okay, and another thing, I just thought about something too. I ain't running that SVO car. That's a fucking class car anyway. Go class racing, bitch.
I tell you what, I got a car that ain't a class car.
Who's it? Is this Chemo talking?
Yeah, it's a supercharger.
Hey, man, fuck you. I want you, bitch. Don't go get nobody. Get your goddamn self. Then you talk to me.
Listen,
bitch.
I'm gonna race you, and then after we race you with that car,
hey, man. I'm an old motherfucker. I fuck one at a time. Get your shit. You on my fucking hit list. And I'm going to do that because Biz told me he wants your motherfucking ass, and I want you too. And I want to say one more thing, man. I want to tell you another bad motherfucker from up that area. Y'all know Tate the Great, and that's a bad bitch too now. I don't know how fast Tate the Great car is, but I might be goddamn it, make him set his goddamn skinny ass down. I might jump in his shit.
Oh, you want to engage with Tate?
No. I like Tate the Great. I like Tate the Great because he's just like me.
Okay.
He talks just like me. He don't bite his mother. See, any bitch that don't bite their tongue, I got instant respect for him. Chemo used to be that way, but Chemo done got soft. I believe
Tate,
he must been somebody
Tate,
been fucking him in the game.
In fact, hold up. Let me see. Let me check this a second. 773-3969.
What's going on, fellas? Big Perm.
Perm, what's happening?
Hey, who that is? Big Perm.
What's going on, brother?
You know what, dog? We're going to make a special trip down there for your punk ass. That's what I'm
saying. You ain't got to make no special trip, you gay bitch. All you got to do is let me come on make a trip, motherfucker. They ain't got to be special, motherfucker.
It's going to be special.
I told you,
goddamn
it, Chemo, I want your motherfucking ass bad. I want little tongue.
I tell you what, dog, when I get there, don't be breaking up like no motherfucking 38 Ford.
Motherfucker, I don't even know what a 38 Ford look like, bitch.
Hey, dog.
Talk to me, Terry. Talk to me.
Hey, Is Mike Hill, is that race that Mike Hill's having, is that quarter mile track or eighth mile?
It's a quarter mile track. You can run a quarter mile if you want to, brother. Down here, if you come down here, Terry, you get treated with carte blanche. You come down here, you get anything you want. Just let us know what you want, brother. And this,
well,
if you show up this time,
when
if
I
show
get
up
there,
this
I'm
going
to tell you what I want. I want your black ass when I get there. That's all I want.
Kimo, go somewhere and lay down, please. Go lay the fuck down. Go ahead,
now that race, hey, that race is November the 2nd.
November the 2nd, yeah, Junior.
Okay. And that'll be where?
Down in the House of Hook, Jackson, South Carolina.
Okay. Hey, Terry, you know what the thing is? It's a quarter mile track. They ain't trying to engage with you in the quarter mile, man.
No, but we have a goal.
I was telling you, don't bring a class car down here. We'll run that motherfucker half a mile. We don't. You don't nobody come to our motherfucking house and don't get fucked. We fuck everybody that come here.
We had a goal we wanted to set this year, and we didn't make it. You know what I mean? We still want to try and break that goal by the end of the year. Everyone knows what we ran. You know what I mean? We had a goal to go 200 this year, and we didn't do it. So. And we still would like to try to.
Hey, tell your lady, happy anniversary, whatever, man. We was looking forward to y'all coming down and say happy anniversary to you and your family there, Terry.
I had to take care of some issues. Biz will fill you in on it.
No problem. I'm just saying, man. Happy anniversary to you, bro.
Thanks, sir.
Hey, dog, after I fuck you up, I still get to come on your punk-ass radio show, right?
Kimo, you can come on my show regardless. That's one thing about me.
Hey.
I don't give a fuck you
hey,
come on
Kimo.
There. If I catch you in the backyard humping my old lady, I don't give a fuck. Bitch, I'm a real man. I'm a real motherfucking man. I'll let you see these fuck a faggot, goddamn, if you pay me enough.
Oh,
I ain't got no
motherfucking
shame.
You one of them old
I'm 62 years old, bitch, and I ain't faking. There's a whole lot of undercover faggots on this motherfucker be listening to these shows. You don't know what the fuck you bitch-ass motherfuckers do. I used to get me a bitch and throw on a motherfucking joker that talking about he's so tough, and I have a video camera in the room. That motherfucker that licking the asshole and everything, and then he come out there like he a bad motherfucker. He ain't nothing but a motherfucking undercover freak, just like all of us here. We all do some freaky motherfucking shit. Today is Tell the Truth Sunday, motherfucker. Y'all got me out of it. I was into the show when it first come on. I was y'all talking about Get Dog on there. I wasn't coming on there because I didn't want to brag. I was waiting for that bitch-ass type man. Somebody call. Junior, call that motherfucker. I want to see what the fuck that stuttering mouth motherfucker got to say.
I was told type man on the road, too, sir.
That bitch ain't on the road. I just got some talking to that hoe-ass motherfucker about 20 minutes ago. Just before I come on the show. That motherfucker.
Sorry,
they always got a motherfucking excuse when they get their asshole blown out.
I was told 312-0448. I mean, I'm sorry about that. 312-0684.
What's going on, Julius?
Hey, what's happening, Larry? What's going on?
Tony, dog, how everybody, man? Everybody all right?
What's up, Larry, you old bald-head bastard?
That's me.
Yeah, I told you, I cussed every motherfucker about out. I got all pressure now, motherfucker. I got all pressure.
You got all pressure?
Goddamn right. Oh,
Lord.
Show me
I hope you don't lose oil pressure.
I hope I don't lose that motherfucker either. Ben told me to fuck up anybody I want to fuck up.
Well, you know the bad part is,
dog. Ben's going to kick your punk ass out the seat soon as I fuck you up. Like, man, why did you go fuck
man, hold up. See, that's why he got me. I'm used to getting kicked out of the seat, so it ain't going to bother me, motherfucker.
You ain't lying. They done kicked you out of plenty of seats. What you going to tell me? I done been kicked out of better.
Hey, dog.
Let me say this one thing, Junior. Come on.
Yes.
When I got kicked out of the seat, I gotta say one thing. Every seat I got kicked out of, I was a motherfucking winner when I got kicked out.
Hey, dog. I'm gonna say something. I don't mean no disrespect by it, but you a motherfucking hood rat of grudge racing. You know that? You know what a hood rat is, right? That's the one that everybody that roll into the neighborhood, she jump into the car, man.
Hey, Junior, you got to realize one thing, Junior. You can't do no more to me than I let you do me. I like what I am.
Right.
I ain't shame of nothing
That's right.
I ain't shame of nothing I will
right.
do. I do whatever I want to do, though.
But I'm gonna give you your props. You good at what you do, sir. With the utmost respect, I know you for your age. You're a bad man.
Got some hands up.
Uncle Larry, I love you, Uncle Larry.
Hey Slouch, can you open them? Because you know I'm outside.
I got hands up.
Come on with you.
All right. 313-720-7208. The mic is open. 313-7208.
Me and Banana.
Hold on. I closed it, but you got some background noise.
There you go. Go to the next one, then. Yes, sir.
That's the only one that's open right now. Hold on. Go ahead.
Can I ask a question before y'all switch over?
Come on with it, Larry.
Hey, Dave.
Go ahead, Uncle Larry.
Yeah, what's got in the butt naked, man?
Oh, no. Now, I'm going to be honest with you. Now, Buck Naked got a hell of a car. He's flying. But Naked is the whiningest motherfucker in the world, though. He's still a whining motherfucker. He kicking ass and still whining.
He still got that same Mustang, dog.
Yeah, that's a bad motherfucker, Junior. If you ever get somebody to get that bitch too, it's gonna be a whole lot of motherfuckers. The motor come out to the roof, and the bitch, that ain't got nothing to do with it. You could have the biggest, baddest motor there is on earth, if you can't get that power to the ground, it don't mean you could have a two cylinder in there, it don't do you no good.
See, that, hey, dog, you know what this goes back to? You got a lot of guys that they kick them real hard when they hit the ground. Those are the ones that are dangerous. Like you said, that's a man that when he get it right, he going to be real dangerous, boy.
Junior, they say it's already dangerous, man.
Yeah, it is, Larry.
Larry,
it is. It's already dangerous. He even got a tuner
to them
for that motherfucker.
That's what I'm saying.
Dog,
so figure when they really sort that.
The one thing I'm finna tell y'all, everybody out there, I don't know how to tune a motherfucking thing, man. I just do know how to change the spark plug.
I mean, you know, everybody got their position, you know? But you a driver, correct?
I do that, Junior. I'm pretty goddamn good at that right now. To be old as a meal, like you said, I'm still pretty good at that, Junior.
No, it's rare the guy that can tune, drive. I mean, all around, it's hard to find a guy that can do it all around.
Now, Junior, I'm glad you said that, because me and Chris, too, was just talking about that yesterday. He said they should wear him the fuck out, driving them cars.
Of course.
He said it's wearing him the hell out. Now, he's a young man. Now, in about 10 more years or so, he ain't going to be able to do that shit, man. You believe it or not. Now, all y'all that might be young now, you laugh at the old folks when they tell you how hard shit is. Wait till you get there. You'll see what they're talking about.
You know what's really the hardest part, dog? The mental part of it. Because your brain never stops.
Your brain never stops. Yeah.
And when you're like him, that's a very competitive person. Believe me, that man eats, sleep, drinks.
You know what a big help to him is, though, Junior? You know what a real big help to him, though, is? When they be making them long-ass trips, he don't have to do all the driving. Now, if he had to do all the driving, just like me, I do all my driving for myself. Man, that's a damn load there, man. That's a fucking load there.
Yeah, it is. I mean, you got to give credit to the people that do it. Because, I mean, like you, there's a lot that do that, dog. And if they didn't do it, who's going to race? You know?
Yeah, just like goddamn last night. Goddamn it. After the damn race, Biz was gone. I had to go load the goddamn car, the generator, every goddamn thing. It took me about another hour to goddamn just to load up. That goddamn Biz was at home goddamn sipping pina coladas and shit, man.
That's it. But you know, hey, you know the boss always get to do that, man.
Yeah, but I like to do my own, though, because just to show, I had a motherfucker hit me one time, Junior, and I'm thinking he done locked the car down. I kept hearing something hitting on the back door. I said, what the fuck is this? Keep on rolling around in here. Went back there, man, this bitch and the whole the damn car just knocking the back, trying to knock the back of the trailer out, man. Bitch forgot to tie the somebody down.
Yeah, you got to pay real good attention, man, when it comes to these cars.
Hey, hey, but on another note, though, Junior.
You got to pay a lot of attention. Yes, sir.
Hey, Junior, on another note, boy, I got to give it to that goddamn Dunier. That goddamn fucking Dunier is a bull, man. That's a motherfucking bull, man. That man came in there, and said, motherfuck anybody here, let's get down. He's trying to lock every bitch at the track down. Now, everybody talking that shit, Tony Bynum didn't move. None of them bitches moved. 901 Bad Boys, ain't nail bitch moved. I thought it was a fucking funeral home there for a while, man.
Dunier, hey, I'm going to tell you something. Dunier, one of the baddest G-bodies in the country, sir.
No, no, you lying, Junior, you lying. That's one of the baddest motherfucking cars in the country.
That's true. That's true.
That motherfucker. Hey, Junior, I wish you had been down there, man. That man was a bull. That man ain't blank from no fucking body. Not nobody.
Well, you know, that's Town's Most Wanted.
Well, to be honest with you, that's a good question, Kimo. But Little Rick was in the shootout, man. We ran the damn near 2 o'clock, man. I mean, they didn't have time to race, man. And the only bad thing about the race, was the lane was cluttered up, man. You know down there, they ain't got much. Once you come around that little hill and the lanes, it's clogged up. Now, once we get somebody to run them staging lanes and not let the people clog it up, that would probably the best race of the year.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's a good way to end the year. That is definitely a good way to end the year.
Like I told you, they put some pictures out on Facebook now, but if you don't, they got some pictures out on Grudge Racing when you get a chance, Junior. You need to go look at them motherfuckers,
right,
man. You can see how motherfuckers getting their asshole blowed out. And goddamn, it was a lot of, it was some sore assholes around there, man. It was some sore assholes, man. Include mine for a minute.
Oh, so they
so
did, they did get
who
up.
Who y'all win and who y'all lose to, dog?
I red lighted. It's my fault. I take full responsibility. I red lighted, but I swear I thought I waited because I know the rollout in that left lane sometimes is a little shorter, and I could have swore I waited. But you know it's hard to wait if you're a decent tree cutter. It's hard to wait, and I might have thought I waited, but I did, and I fucking red lit, man. Throw it away some easy fucking money.
Y'all was racing,
I ain't
though,
never gonna raise that goddamn easy in my life no more.
Who you racing,
I
dog?
Mean, you
boy Herb
the
Ruler the same one I had already beat earlier with a big block Nova, couple 3 stages on it, man.
The Ruler, that's a cowboy old car, right?
That's what now?
Is that cowboy old car at?
That's the same guy, no. But it ain't that Nova though. It was another Nova he got. They call it Nino Brown.
Oh, okay.
But it didn't make no motherfucking difference. I don't give a fuck about no motherfucking big block for faggots anyway.
So you got them off the first time, dog, and red lit on the second one?
See, Junior, it's like this here, Junior. I'm going to show you how I read, see. Biz get mad at me. That's the only thing me and Biz get mad about. Biz be wanting me to take the car all the way through, but I'm just not used to taking the car all the way through for no use. It's just like if I got 10 inches of dick and my old lady can't take but 5, ain't nobody be trying to stuff no 10 of them. So what I did, I fucked him up the first time and made him think he could win. That's why he came back again. And I fucked around there and red lit, man.
I
whooped the motherfucker 4 times before he realized he couldn't win. The same motherfucker, the same day, I whooped him 4 fucking straight times before he realized I was just fucking him up just enough to make him come back again.
I mean that's some old school bracket racing. That's some good racing.
That's exactly, Junior.
That's the way you're supposed to beat them. You know, that's how
Junior, I got out of it about the 3:30. You know, in Ben's car, you really can't hear when you get out of it because I reckon it just the wind and the way it is, though you couldn't hear it. So I was out of it about the 3:30. So he come there and I just did beat him about maybe a car length and a half. Oh, man, I was reeling him in. I was putting him in. I want to try him again. I was over there grinning my ass off. I said, I'm going to fuck him again. And I fucked around there and read it. And then on that race there, he broke something on the car, so he couldn't come back. Because, man, I walked around the rest of the night. I was sick because I just gave away that money.
I mean, you know, that's all a part of racing. But that's how you bait him in, though.
You don't never put a yard on them.
Junior, it all depends on where we at, though. If I can afford it, if I got to fly you in, I want you to see me in chemo. If I don't, I'm going to put a fucking parachute on that motherfucker, and I'm going to have powder in that motherfucker. I'm going to try to blind that bitch back there.
Hey,
you know why
you're going to pull the parachute? I'm going to tell you
something, dog. Chemo,
let me get him.
Dog, you know why you're going to pull the parachute? Because I'm going to blow by your ass. You're going to spin around, goddamn it.
Only time you're going to blow by me, motherfuckers, in the return room.
Chemo ain't no punk no more now.
Hey, Junior, I'm the one that knew he ain't no punk. He ain't talking to a punk maker, though.
Man, you know what, dog? I know my driver listening, boy. He gonna be mad and ready to go.
Your driver just like you. Won't y'all both get together and go fuck yourself? Because your driver's a bitch-ass faggot just like you.
Hey, I tell you what, I think my driver... I bet he's so fucking nervous
he don't know how to hit the one button if you got your drive out there, faggot.
That's all he got to do is hit that one button. Give me the numbers and we'll bring him right in now.
Let me get him on the line. Hold on.
Bring him right in.
Now, Junior, just to show you how big of a faggot Chemo is, what getting his drive on the line for if we ain't reason? Give the fuck about talking to his bitch-ass driver.
He
fuck around and get his drive on the phone. I'm going to get that bitch nervous as a hoe in church.
You going to make him red light?
You're going to have to come down there,
though. No, I don't want the bitch to red light because he have an excuse then. I don't want the bitch to red light. I want the motherfucker to beat me out the hole.
Hey, dog. You know, you know Chemo riding. You know he done sort
of. Hey, dog. Here you go, baby. I'm going to bet the gap if you racing, dog.
Is that your driver on the phone? That's your driver?
Yeah.
I bet he got a tampon stuck up his ass right now because he's about to shit on his motherfucking self.
Man, are you kidding me?
I apologize. You ain't got no tampon stuck up your ass. The way you talk, you got a tampon stuck in your motherfucking mouth.
Listen, Junior, this is dumb, motherfucker.
Oh man, I know he ain't talking about that turd business guy. I know for a fact he ain't talking about that fucking turd.
Hey, you talking about a turd? We raise it every week. What you doing every week? We're talking.
Listen, guy, what's going on, Chemo? What's happening? They want to lock something in.
They want to, but I don't know when we can move or when we can get to them, you know. They're going to Holly Spring this weekend.
Oh, my God. They would not want to be at Holly Spring. Next weekend's the Onondaga deal up here. I promised Dan we'd fucking we'd be there.
Is he black or white?
It don't matter.
I don't want to call the wrong thing.
If we'll bet on the tree, too.
No, I don't. Dumbass has been on the tree, sir. I don't never been on no motherfucking tree. Fuck a tree.
Yeah.
Do what you fuck you do.
I wouldn't either. I've seen you leave. I wouldn't either. That's what I'd say, too.
Yeah.
Oh, God damn ass.
I already told you. You got the back tie, so you don't fuck it. I'm going to give you the back tie because you're so fucking weak.
Hold on, what was that, dog? We'll lock. That faggot got the back tie. I'll take that. Now he's gonna
come up with all kinds of excuses. Where every time it's time to race, he's gonna have something to do.
Guy.
As soon as it starts snowing and everybody's got that in the house watching TV,
you talk to me
he'll
like
be ready
that.
To race.
Yeah, all right, buddy. You better call me to make sure it's okay for you to talk to me like that.
you guys need to get a date together and lock that shit in.
Hey,
yes.
Mike, he'll race November the 2nd. What you doing? Damn, I don't know. November the 2nd, that's going to be tight, boy.
Yeah, see what I'm talking about? You need to get you a fucking driver that got some nuts or get you another one. Every goddamn bitch ain't got a fucking excuse. He ain't no goddamn driver. He's a fucking driver. He's going to be ready to go whenever you say he's ready to go, goddamn it. That's why I get you another fucking driver.
Hey, wait a minute, though. Did I get something straight? You said he got the back tire with Diaz's car? With his car?
Which part you didn't understand, you dumb motherfucker?
No, I'm
But
first thing you need to do is get you a fucking driver. That ain't always got something to do when it's time to race.
No,
now, I bet you got
that.
That's one of them barking dogs, son. He can do nothing. All bark. They real talk on a radio show.
I'm gonna do like Junior gonna do. When can you be available to race, sir? When can you be available?
I don't know. It ain't like I can figure it out.
Go lay your motherfucking ass down.
I'll tell you what. I will be at Onondaga Saturday. I do know that. This Saturday.
Everybody
bring that
gonna be,
trunk up here. And we'll drag
you
a Sub-Zero. Well, you asked where I was going to be. That's how far out I
planned. I'm just saying. You already know. He already told you we was going to be in Holly Springs. We understand. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about
right.
it. We understand.
Yeah.
Man,
you
dog, we coming to get that motherfucker. You ain't got to worry. We coming to get that goddamn
motherfucker.
Well, Timo, all you got to do is find a date and set the date. I mean, is that simple?
Yeah, I know. That's what we're going to. We finna work on that this week.
Yeah,
that's simple. We're about to catch him at Mike Hill race.
I mean,
Mike
Hill's race is a premier facility.
I can't make it down there on that day. I got something else to do. I got to go chew me some fucking tobaccos.
We got to go chew some. Hey,
what the hell, boy? Dog of food, boy. You are old food. You
yeah.
know that, dog?
He's trying to talk his way into some heart, some confidence. Going me. He's just talking.
Junior, we got any hands up?
Yes, we do. Hold on, sir.
Then I'd be no one on the race car. Then I'd be no one on the race car.
7208. Your mic is open. 313-7208.
Dog, if we make it to Mike Hill race, we got the back tire with his car, right?
248-44.
We make it to Mike Hill race, you going to give us the back tire with B's car against Junior car.
B's car against Junior car?
Yeah.
Who the fuck is Junior?
That's the driver. That's his car. Didn't you say he got the back tire?
I don't know
tire
no motherfucker. Only Junior I know the one hosting this goddamn show. Another, the other motherfucking Junior, I don't know no bitch-ass motherfucker named no Junior.
I'm talking about Michigan Junior. You just said he had the back tire.
I said you had it, motherfucker. I don't know who the fuck your bitch-ass driver is. If you have your car there, motherfucker, you got the back tire, whole-ass motherfucker.
What a coward.
Timo.
I mean, Junior the driver. He's just
dog,
a fucking driver. He's just a fucking driver. If you come to my gear race and we got all pressure, you got the back tire, Timo. I don't give a fuck. It's Junior driving, senior,
okay,
or the third, or the fourth, or the motherfucking fifth.
We gonna take that back tire.
You ain't gonna take a motherfucking thing. I just told you, bitch, I'm gonna give it to you.
All right. Well, I'm gonna accept the offering, son.
All right, then accept it then. You ain't gonna take a motherfucking thing because I gave it to you, bitch.
Oh, boy.
Oh. Hey, dog, then when I get done, I'm going to turn right back around. I got to beat your
ass. Bitch, when you get done, you're going to be the first motherfucker got a halfway start back to wherever the fuck you came from.
Hey, Kimo, before you get it done, you got to get
damn, son. Now, I've heard dog a few times throughout the...
Hey, Junior, the talk show host, when I win... I'm going to buy Junior a goddamn any piece of pussy he wants. Any woman he see out there that says some pussy he wants, I'm going to buy him a piece of pussy.
Agent, please.
Okay.
Oh, we love you long time, baby.
Hey, Junior, Chicago Junior, don't get your hopes up on that one.
That's all right. I can still watch videos. I'm cool. I ain't worried
there you
about
go,
it. If you show up and
young
show
boys
up,
don't understand
I ain't worried
shit,
about it. Yeah.
Them young boys don't understand that shit. See, Kimo don't understand that. I'm going to get BET to film that
up.
Bitch on that bicycle again.
Let me open up a couple mics. 248-0016. Your mic is open.
What's going on, y'all? 248. God damn. Y'all got this
motherfucker
jumping. Nothing much, man. Nothing much. God damn, dog. What the hell going on? You on 10 right now. What's going on, man?
Biz got all pressure, bitch. Biz got all pressure. It's all about Biz. Biz told me to goddamn go out there and do any motherfucking thing I want. So I'm going to goddamn do it before he find me. Hey, I'm going to do it before he find me.
You know I know it's a lot of texting going on right now. He probably tell you, hey, man, listen. Take your poker face off, man. We can't do that.
No, I don't give a damn what he said. Until he find me, goddamn it. I'm going to run your motherfucking ass. I'm going to give you the back tie. I'm going to tell him to step the fuck back in the corner and leave me alone. Now, if he find me, then that's something else. But I'm going to do it. I'm going to run any bitch I can until he find me.
Hey, dog, I see why you get fired. You go and make stupid bonehead mistakes.
It ain't stupid, goddamn, if you can back them up, bitch.
I guarantee you won't back that one up.
Well,
hey, dog, is that offer open across the board? Are you just looking to engage in general? Is this just something with chemo?
This is a person with chemo. Now I'm open to any other races. Now I ain't gonna say what I'm gonna do. I'll back down on some of them now. But chemo, this is personal.
He already dropped. He don't even know.
Hey, Kimo and Lil Tony is personal. See, I like Lil Tony, but I get tired of Tyke Man's big ass mouth. That's the only way I can shut his motherfucking goat mouth ass up.
Now you know I ain't gonna say nothing, dog, because Tyke Man, like I said, he on the road, he in the mountains.
Junior, they blowing cigar smoke up your ass. Tyke Man, if you're on the hold on a minute, let me ask a question here, and I'll be quiet. Y'all tell me to shut the fuck up. So when you're on the road, that means your cell phone don't work on the road.
I'll wait. That is correct, sir. It's called the dead zone. He driving through a dead zone.
Hey, Junior, and you know damn well, most of the time when you're on the road, if you're on the interstate, you ain't got the dead zone on the interstate. Now, them back country roads, you might not have no phone service, but on the interstate,
you got service. I don't know. They down in Georgia. I don't know whether they got reception.
That's my damn point. I just got through talking to that motherfucker before I came on the show. He went on no goddamn road, did he?
Hey, dog, so let's set this up. If we can make it to Mike Hill, Rich, which we're going to probably make, you're going to run me with the bad time, then you run his car head up.
I didn't say that. I don't even know his car.
Put Kurgan in for that race.
Hey, I don't even know his car.
He's going to pull Dog right out of the seat after tonight. He's going to have Kurgan back in there.
Kurgan ain't finna never get
he
back in.
He finds out what
Dog
done did. Oh, my God.
Hey, let me tell you something. Kurgan ain't gonna never get back in that motherfucking number.
Yeah. I wouldn't either, that old slow, raggedy motherfucker.
Well, yours must be. We at least they know his, and we don't know the fuck. We don't know yours, bitch. And it ain't raggedy neither.
Well,
listen,
if we can make it to Mike Hill's race, I'll show it to you real close and personal. We'll bring both cars and ream your little asshole out real good.
Hey, if this Junior talking, I don't know your car, but if you driving Kimo car, I'm going to really fuck you up now. You done pissed me the fuck off. You might get the kill,
yeah, you
too.
You ain't going to do shit. I promise you that, buddy. You ain't going to
do shit.
Don't
really, I can't do it because
you're
stuck.
Run your motherfucking mouth. That's what you're going to do. You're not driving nine light cut, old motherfucker. You ain't going to do shit. I promise you that. Now. Oh,
well, shit. All we need to do is lock this.
Show me.
Dog must have fell off, man.
Dog ain't fell
off. I mean,
you
won't be able to talk. Shit, talking ain't never won no race for us. Not with me, it ain't. Shit, damn it, I couldn't understand what his snuff dipping at. Sound like he even got snuff in his mouth. He's sucking dick still.
Motherfucker.
He's an old motherfucker because he sound real old.
Hey, you ain't got to act stupid to get us the race. One thing for sure, dog, you ain't got to act all stupid and call all bitches and shit to get us the race, bro. We're new. I mean, this is what we do. You'll see. Well, I promise you, we will definitely engage. I can't wait to be at the same place with your old ass. I look forward to running up, bending your old ass over, buddy.
Okay,
so are you. Exactly what's up, buddy.
Okay, buddy. But we didn't ask. I don't know what the fuck you got your old dumb ass on there. I was talking to your pussy-ass dude boy, Chemo. I don't even know what the fuck you is. So, buddy, you can go and lay your motherfucking ass down, buddy.
Listen, boy.
Hey, Slouch.
What's up?
Who's that, Riz, in the background?
Can you open them up, please?
Okay.
Hey, Dog, give me a second.
7100, your mic is open.
Hello.
Yes.
Yeah, your mic is open.
What's going on?
Who's that?
That's John Burkett.
What's up,
John? What's going on, John?
Looking for that Chris Jarman from Eliminator Justice, that thief and motherfucker.
I didn't hear that correctly. The name is John. What was this now?
Looking for Chris Jarman, that guy from Eliminator Customs. Where's that bitch hiding?
I would think you're a dissatisfied customer also, sir.
Hell yeah, he's a dissatisfied customer.
Okay. That's why I'm asking.
Fucking thief. 5600, I'm taking that bitch to court this week.
Yeah, hey, Junior, I meant to ask when I heard him say this. If all y'all know he been fucking old people like that, why y'all took y'all shit to him?
This just came about, dog. It just came about.
Yeah, it didn't happen quite like that. He just closed shop and just everything happened all at once.
I haven't heard
exactly what happened because for a minute there, we was, you know, getting cool with him too. And, you know, we were going to possibly have him do some work on our shit. Good thing we didn't, but what's the story? Like, I haven't heard the actual backstory yet.
Chris Jarman said, you motherfuckers that are black don't pay him. That's why your shit ain't done. You don't like black people. You ain't working on your shit no more because you guys ain't got no money, he said.
Wow.
Yeah, he said you guys don't pay him. He said that's why none of the guys are shit done there. He said Rich didn't pay him. He said none of you guys paid him. He said he's getting new clientele. And he got me for $5,600. He's getting his ass whooped.
God damn. So, I know it was one time he offered to help us out at the track, and we offered to pay his way to the track and everything, and he didn't even fucking show up. Couldn't get in touch with him.
The fuck he didn't show up?
Nothing.
What the fuck's he going to show up for? He owes everyone at the track money.
So that makes sense, man.
He
came up missing then.
You guys are doing the right thing, then.
Pops and his grandpa said that they try to get him to come to Milan all the time, but he comes up with more excuses than he could fucking even think of. His mom and dad both died in the middle of me and him's deal. Dad had a heart attack at the funeral, making arrangements to bury the mom, and he went missing for 2 months. Fucker's got more excuses than he tells me all you guys owe him money. What the fuck to do?
Well, warning
man,
to those out there. What was it? Eliminator Concepts or Eliminator Chassis? Is that what it is?
Eliminator Custom. Eliminator Custom.
Make sure you stay away from them. Make sure you stay away then. I mean, like I said from the beginning when Reg spoke, if you can't have both sides of the story, I really don't like that, but when you have more than one person,
let's call him up and get him on here.
Hey, Slop, can you link that in, please?
Can you get this motherfucker on here?
I don't have his number, Red or John. Y'all can give me his number.
Hold on. Get Butch Brown on the line. He'll pick up for Butch Brown. Hell yeah, get Butcher in there. That's Butcher's dog.
Well, if you, I mean, you guys are from if you guys can get him on the line, I mean, let's hear the story. You know?
Let's get that motherfucker in here. That's all he's got, the story. Mom and dad both died in 2 days.
That's just a goddamn shame. Like, how you gonna expect to hold down a fucking business when you treat everybody like shit or you want to get over on everybody and screw everybody? You run all your customers the fuck off. When you can just be a good motherfucker, then maybe, hell, they'll keep coming back and keep
going. Damn, I got
8
cars. I'm trying to find a chassis stop that actually doesn't work. Got 8 motherfucking cars to work on. It's not easier to make money and crawl in a hole.
The Fab Shop. The Fab Shop.
Hell yeah.
Lug them in, baby.
Yep.
You know who you don't get a Bush Brown on the plan?
Can we get you on the phone? I got a phone or what?
If y'all give me his number, I'll call him on. I'll call him on the radio show number. You can pick up.
Hey, I got somebody there. I got somebody there. Got a lot of background noise.
Hey, I got some number. I got his number right here. 810-964.
Okay.
864-7881.
Damn. That's the German
That's Eliminator Customs, Chris German, a.k.a. Thief and Son of a Bitch.
A.k.a.
let me try.
The guy that wears the rubber gloves that don't do no work.
He got a mighty fine picture up on Motown Muscle. Have y'all put him on Yellow Bullet? That go all over the country.
I put him on Motown Muscle. I'm not on Yellow Bullet, but if anybody is on Yellow Bullet, they need to put him on blast. So.
That's all over the country.
I'm dialing him right now.
Oh man, this the same guy with Lil Will talking about he gonna kick my
yeah,
knock it off.
Yeah, Lil Will went and got his car yesterday from Chris.
Hey, that Chris German needs to hook up with Joe Peters. They could run one fucking hell of a business. They both are some cocksuckers. That Joe Peters, when I see him, he's getting sacked right in his fucking cocksucker. Bill Gates had a shitty ass headers for $4,000 that are looser than fucking his old lady's pussy from all his buddies fucking her.
Man, you guys are a rough crowd, boy. God damn it.
Hey,
what kind of car you were building?
With which guy? Fuck. Joe Peters or fucking
I'm talking,
Chris
I'm talking
German?
To you. Like, what kind of car were you building at? Chris German and stuff.
Actually, he did a rear end for me and I loaned him as a friend, fucking $5,600. He was supposed to pay me back in 2 weeks, 4 months ago. Wrote him a check. And he disappeared and climbed in a hole. He was supposed to do some work for me and he just disappeared and didn't do shit.
Hey, well, look here. Is that guy on drugs or something? Normally, when somebody take all that much money and don't do no work, they're on drugs.
Yeah, that guy's on something. He's on a fucking getting his ass kicked and fucked up.
Dog, do y'all see
you know
a lot of that shit go around?
He's got more no, furniture. Cause what we do is, like when one joker get messed up like y'all do, we let motherfuckers know, man, because damn near every... All these motherfuckers will do that to you if you don't put their motherfucking ass on blast, man.
That's right.
All I can tell you is that nigga's got more furniture in his fucking chassis shop than he's got cars.
You say that nigga got more furniture.
Hey, you can't be saying the N-word like that on here. Is he black or white?
He's a white son of a bitch.
Well, you can't be using that word on here, man, goddammit.
Hey, dog, the one thing that I was told from day one, this motherfucker here is live, uncut, and uncensored.
Yeah, but I thought, you know, so y'all be using the N-word on there too?
Listen, dog.
The only thing we
can't use the N-word.
Yeah, it slips out, though. On occasion.
Yeah, it slipped out, dog. It slipped.
It gets
used, but the only thing that I myself personally will not tolerate is anything that has to deal with kids. Other than that, come on with it.
Hey, I'm sure if you hit the one button, it's going to be some more people blasting him, too.
Well,
yeah,
I mean,
looking to come on.
Let's open them up
here?
Then. 313-7208. Slouch is trying to work on this, sir. Your mic is open. 313-7208.
That's the line that got a lot of background, so I close this mic.
Okay. You want to go down to the next one? See what your other one
says? Yeah, go ahead.
248-4040. Your mic is open. 248-4040. 773-8424. Your mic is open.
Good evening, everybody. What's happening, Willie
Good
Dog?
Evening.
Chemo?
What's happening?
What's going on?
Yeah, this kid over here in Chicago. What's happening, everybody?
You know there's
what's going on, man?
Oh, nothing much, man. Yes. Hey, Doggy, how did the race go down there, man?
Come on, man. You must have just got on the show, man. That's all we've been talking about. We ain't going to go back and rehash that, man.
No, you ain't got to. just tell me what happened with Cold Killer win his race?
Cold Killer won the race.
I'm interested in.
Cold Killer won the race. Little Rick Red.
Damn.
Oh, okay then. That's the only one I'm interested in. That's the only one I had money on.
Yeah, you won it if you better become a killer.
Yep.
Hey, dog. Now this little Rick guy, he where he come from? Stevie Jackson and them, or he run on his own?
No. He his own man. I mean, they all was in the camp together, but they had a little falling out though. He got his own car and everything. You know, everybody got a little team. They was on a little team together. They just had a little falling out.
Hey, Doug, let me ask you a question because they asked you it and you really didn't come back. What's the deal between the Beast and the Shadow?
The Beast and the Shadow? To be honest with you,
yes,
if you want to know in layman's term, right out, I'm going to tell you. Then I'm going to tell you the Beast don't want to see no part of the motherfucking Shadow. After the Shadow went out there in Texas and back and bitch slapped them motherfucking boys in Texas, the Beast backing up now. But the Beast is locked in with William Brown, which is a car that he figured is an easier race. They locked in for 10 big ones that Mike Hill race. So he said he was going to wait until he won that race before he messed with the Shadow. But in real life, he don't want to fuck with that Shadow, period.
William Brown, is that the car he ran, that top sportsman car he had
a couple weeks ago? Yeah, that's it. Yeah, Junior.
They had issues with that car, didn't they?
Well, no, Junior. He just got out of shape. If he hadn't got out of shape, though, he had that ass, Junior.
Yeah. Okay.
Dog, what's the date on Mike Hill's race?
November the 2nd, baby. November the 2nd.
All right.
They call it the year-end finale. They call it the year of finale. Normally we get damn near everybody here, damn near. It's just like the race in Florida, damn near.
I mean, but you guys still stay open after that, don't you?
Yeah, that's just their last business.
Hey,
Weatherman Men Junior, we run the whole fucking year, man.
Oh, hell yeah.
And normally we be running in December. The only time the track really close is maybe 2 weeks for Christmas.
Well, by the time I walk to Holly Springs, I probably won't be able to make it to Nanola, no way.
You going to be up to Holly Springs this weekend?
Yeah, I'm going to try to get on down now.
Hank, I'm opening up a chassis shop. Fuck it.
Hey, dog, that Holly Springs race, whose race? Is that Witt's race down there?
Yeah, that's Witt race.
Yep.
That's Witt race on the 26th.
Okay.
And right after that, Junior, they going the next day they're going down to Canton, Mississippi, what they call a junkyard. That's where Gadget and Big Wilson put on a race down there, too. They have a pretty good race down there, too, though, so it's... They're both in Mississippi. They back-to-back races down in Mississippi.
Hey dog, you're going to have to put up Beers' schedule up, man, so I can catch up with him at one.
No. Beers ain't got no schedule. Beers just on the car.
Well, put yours up, bitch.
I ain't got no schedule, bitch. I'm a retired motherfucker. I come whenever the fuck I get ready. Whenever you ready, bitch, I'm ready. So you ain't got no fucking excuse now.
You're the retired gangster.
Okay.
No, I ain't no gangster.
Hey dog.
Hey, okay.
So that means basically at any time that Chemo's ready to cross that state line, you're available to engage with him. Is that correct?
Junior, you just broke it down where a dumbass can understand it.
Okay.
So see, Junior, I need to know. Well, I'm going to have to call because I do need to lock in because I got to make more than gas money when I come down.
Hey, Chemo, hold on a second, Chemo. Slouch. Now, I'm gonna ask everybody to hold on. We got.
Sorry, you were having trouble.
Chris.
Please try again later. Goodbye.
Oh man, he just hung up.
I thought that was called it. Listen, Slouch gonna bring him in. I'm gonna ask everybody. You know,
okay.
Red, you state your issues. I'm asking, let the man speak. If he decides to speak, let him speak. Let him say what he has to say. Not everybody start shooting at the same time, and we don't understand a goddamn thing that's going on, okay? You know, I'm not going to blindside him because I wouldn't want it done to me. Once I explain to him what's going on, if he decides he wants to speak, cool. If he doesn't, then, I mean, you know, I don't mean no disrespect, but motherfuck him then. All right?
Sorry, I'm calling him again.
Okay, let's see if we can get him on. In between that, let me open up these other mics.
Hold on 1 second. 313. Hold on 1 second, Junior.
Okay.
Just hold on to the pick up or answer this time.
He's not.
What's the name of the place? Eliminator Customs?
That's
the same. 81026549991 is not available. At the tone, please.
Go ahead and click him off.
Just had him. Now he's going straight to voicemail.
Okay, then he must know. I mean, again, Chris from Eliminator Chassis Customs, your ass is on the hot seat. You know, it's up to you whether you do right by your customers, ex-customers, or not. You know, on behalf of the show, the only thing I can say is this: if y'all want to smoke his ass every week, I don't have a problem with that. We don't have a problem with that. Until either he gets tired or you get tired or something's resolved, you know. But that goes across board. You got a lot of people don't understand this. As a community, grudge racers, we have more power than what a lot of people think we do. You know, whether it's for the better of a company or for the worse of a company. It's just a matter of us keeping each other's informed and supporting each other's
when we do stand on an issue, whether it's for the right or for the wrong, you know? Because, I mean, right now, you know, you got a few people on the line. You got a few people that may read the article, but all it takes is one, two people to pass that shit around. That shit get like wildfire, man.
You're right, but it is right.
Let me go on and open these up real quick. 313-5817. Your mic is open.
What's up, Junior?
What's happening?
What's going on, brother? What's up, Kimo?
Who we got here?
Hey, how you doing? Are you just getting out of the hospital?
Oh, man, there you go with your bullshit.
This DMX.
What's happening?
What up,
man?
Though? You got it.
I heard you was driving.
All right.
Oh yeah,
They said you were driving. I'm glad you was able to correct it and keep it off the walls, man.
Yeah, man. The motherfucking head gasket popped on me right before the 8 mile, man.
Oh yeah, that's water all up under the car. That's a skating ring there, boy.
That's what it was like. Kimo, you keep talking shit. I'm going to beat your ass before this year up.
When I get through with him, he ain't going to have no ass left.
Hey, listen. Hey, DMX, your head gas, they pop, but I'm going to pop your motherfucking cherry when you get on the avenue.
Hey, Kimo. Hey, I'm willing to get in the ring in the ballroom. Is you ready?
Yes.
All right, then. I'll be ready Wednesday. My car be back together Wednesday. And down on your ass I go. Like my tag team partner, Wayne, wore that ass out. I'm going to wear it out, too. You are a hoe for the rest of the year, nigga.
Hey.
What?
Kimo?
You pop your chair like you popped them head gases.
Kimo,
yeah.
The man said he want to engage for Wednesday. I don't hear nothing.
Junior. Let's cut the shit now.
Okay.
Lock in, sir.
Okay, that's
Kimo,
what I'm
I said,
about.
Hey, Junior, what I said was
yes.
The car be back together Wednesday.
We gonna get down before the end of November.
Before the next OET National Kimo, if you there, we can get down. The car be ready Wednesday, Kimo. November the 2nd, OET National. God damn it, get down before 6 o'clock.
Now, hold on. You know what? What you going to lock in then? How much you going to lock in? Because I can stay up here now. Dog, I'm going to have to catch
you
at the party.
Well. I ain't got no problem. We can go down to Barty Race, too. We can go down there, wherever you want to go, man. If you want to go where it's hot or you want to go where it's cold.
Listen.
Kimo, DMX, he hot on your heels, Kimo. He ain't giving you no breathing room, boy.
Hey, Junior, all you got to say is, be positive, and I'm wherever you want to go.
Where you going to be at that day? I'll follow you.
Listen, I'll kick you. I'm gonna kick your ass up here, be positive.
Hey, sound like DMX got them backfilling. Every goddamn time he say he ready to do something, the man say,
dog, I know you ain't talking. You need to sit your old ass down and shut up.
No, the way you fucking backing up, you need to sit your ass down before you fall, because all the fuck you doing is backing the fuck up.
I'll
you came over here like a player, and the man
I'll
got them call your bluff, and you been
up
back
in
the MCG calling.
Listen to me, dog. I really shouldn't even be talking until the car got fire back in the hole.
That's what we just told you, so go set your ass down.
Hey, dog, you shut your ass up. You driving B's car, knock your goddamn head off that motherfucker.
Hey, Kimo, I'm with you on this here, Kimo. He came on there saying he was a bear, and as soon as the goddamn motherfucker put the woods out there, he was scared to shit in him.
Hey, dog, where you going to be at on a second? Where you going to be at on a second, dog?
Hey, somebody get that misinformed, and since y'all use the N-word, somebody get that misinformed, ignorant-ass nigga off the phone.
Goddamn, you fucking old raggedy-mouth bastard. Dog, only thing I can tell you, you lock your punk ass in right now, goddamn it.
Okay,
and I'll
lock you in for the second.
Where at?
In Jackson.
Jackson, Mississippi?
No, Jackson,
no,
South Carolina.
Mike Hill race.
Hey, be quiet. Keep on watching.
Where's
this.
Mike Hill race at, dude? I ain't been to all
Jackson,
of them.
In Jackson,
y'all
South Carolina.
Tell me that.
Jackson, huh? South Carolina.
In South Carolina?
Yes, sir. Y'all be quiet. Watch this.
That's the race right after motherfucking Halloween. I'll be there.
Hey, sir. November the 2nd. We didn't ask you when the fuck it was after. November the 2nd, you want to lock in?
Ass up.
Do you
want to
lock in?
Old bastard is beat there.
Yeah, Kimo, see that I'm talking about, Kimo? Beep, beep. That bitch been bagging up ever since he bought his goat mouth ass on the damn phone.
God damn. Well, when I'm there, I'm coming right to look for you.
I call the FCC, Junior. Yes. Some motherfuckers come on these radio shows just to hear their dumb ass self talk. Go lay your motherfucking ass down, DMX, or do like
I
the real DMX. Get you a goddamn joint and go put your fucking self in jail.
Nah, I'm going to tell you something,
now,
dog. DMX is known to engage now. I'm trying to see whether or not he'll yell
the Junior,
to be
the man you are, he came on here and said he wanted to run chemo.
Hey, Junior, the car not ready, but I will be in South Carolina on a second. Nah, goddammit, dog, we can dance because I've been on B's ass for the last 2 years. Off with his goddamn head and yours, too. Go retire. Go
lock
get
it.
Your welfare
lock
check, you old bastard.
Okay, let's lock that in now. I'll set B's calls down in November 6th. Lock that in.
What you want to lock in, man?
We lock in 500 on 15 or better.
Come on with it.
Now, Kimo, I don't know who the fuck this is now. I need to know who this is.
I know him.
But I need that money to be in somebody's mutual hand that I trust.
Yes,
I don't know who the fuck he is.
Can't be bullshit. The man says he wants to lock in for November 2nd in Mike Hill's race. If you say it's a lock, DMX, you got to send that man his money.
Hey, Kimo, this is what you do. This is what we're going to do. Hello?
Yeah, this
is what we're going to do. I'll lock in 200 with you on 500 or better because I'm just making sure I'm going to be there. But when I get there, if you want to do it for more, it's a bet.
Hey, you got a boost. I don't even know what kind of car you got. I might do that, but
I got the same thing you driving, nigga.
You ain't got the same thing I got because I got a goddamn big block of Camaro with big tires on it, so
you
ain't got the same thing I got.
You driving B's car. You're not driving
listen up, DMX. I'm trying to make sure we get this shit straight. You said you got the same thing. You don't know what the fuck I got, see. You just know what I was driving B's car.
I know you B's driver. That's all I know. If that ain't the car we talking about, we not talking
okay,
about.
Okay, what kind of car you got, DMX?
Didn't I just tell you what I got? The same thing you driving.
I'm asking you. I want you to tell me. Don't tell me you got.
Dog,
see, you
dog,
can't
dog,
say you got dog, the same dog, thing I got. Because I got a goddamn Camaro.
Dog.
I don't got no Mustang.
Well, I don't got a Mustang. Same thing you drive.
After parents on her fox.
Hey, DMX, clarify so we can get this lock-in done correctly.
All right, there you go. That's right.
I'm in a Mustang.
Okay, what kind of Mustang you in, sir?
Small block Mustang. Small block, same thing you drive for beers.
Hold up. Quit telling me what the fuck I be. Just tell me your car. Don't worry about what I drive for beers. You got a small block Mustang with Pro Charger?
Let me get together for y'all.
Yeah,
small
block Pro Charger.
Small block Pro Charger, stock suspension. What are you on, 28s or 29s?
28.
Okay.
On 20X. No bars.
There's bars on it, but I don't eat them.
All right, no bars. That's what he said, no bars.
No, I said they own it, but I don't need them.
Okay, we said no bars. We don't give a fuck what you need. We said no bars.
Okay, I'll
you can't treat me with that old word game you're trying to do. Trying to say you don't need them, but you're going to have them on there. No bars.
If you want
okay,
them,
hold on a
minute. I'll take them off.
Hold on a minute, Kimo. Kimo, he can keep the bars on there.
Yeah.
We run straight out the trailer if he keep the bars on there. Keep your fucking bars on there, bitch. Keep them on there.
Hey, dog. I don't know nothing about that track, man.
Junior, why are we wasting up all this fucking spare time on this dumb motherfucker?
Hey, man,
I'm trying to see whether y'all going to engage. I love the lock-in races. Now, it's
okay,
very simple.
I heard what Kimo said. Kimo made it straight. We can do anything he said. He can leave the bars on there. We come straight out the trailer. He can get lane choice. He can get any lane he wants.
I'm not jumping right on a track I ain't never been on for you and no goddamn body else.
Okay, well,
you know what you need to do? Go lay your motherfucking ass down until you get ready to lock in.
I'm laying down. That's what I'm doing right now. That's what you need to do.
Okay, hey, Junior, like you said, it's your show. Okay, how many test fans do you need? How many test fans do you need? Okay,
hey,
how many test fans you need?
Hey, you know what, dog? I see you talk too much goddamn shit. I'll just see you there.
Oh, see that?
You're going to be on this bitch not talking no more.
Hey, listen, DMS, this is what he's trying to do. If you come down and want to lock in.
Kimo, I'm going down
off,
there.
Listen, DMS. Listen,
I'm gonna see him down there on the second, and I'm gonna run just like he running.
Now, okay, I'm gonna let him go with that, Kimo. We're gonna put $100. If he don't show, he still owe me $100 if he don't come.
Oh, I'm gonna be there.
Lock that in,
Junior. If he don't show up, he need to give me $100 then.
I mean, it's
lock the $100 in, man. Now we done.
All right, that's locked in.
It.
If you don't show up, bitch, you owe me $100.
All right, we done talking about it.
That's it.
We'll see you on the second.
DMX,
if I don't make it, Kimo, I'll give you $100 to take with you.
Okay.
That's very, see how simple, this is what I don't understand. How come it always got to be so complicated? This is very simple. Dog, I'm going to give y'all an example. I ain't busting nobody's balls. I ain't fucking with nobody. Dog, I want to engage with you.
Yep.
I want to race you. Okay?
Yep.
I have a Mustang, stock suspension, small block iron spray on 28s, 29s. Do you want to engage?
If I say yeah, all I gotta do is say yeah. If I say no, I don't want that trouble, then it's oh yeah. Then I'm gonna say yeah.
Is that simple?
Yes, I
wanna
run. Yes, Junior.
Okay.
Yeah, just
that simple. How much we gonna lock in for?
$300 on a 15 or better.
Okay. What are the stips?
8 mile pro tree flipper lane.
Thank you. What date?
November 2nd, House of Hook.
Thank you. Okay. It's a lot.
Junior,
we got one thing we left out, Junior. What time are we going to run? You know, they might want to put the time to run in there.
That's correct. But, I mean, it's that simple, man. It don't take. I understand. Listen.
Junior.
This is. Yes, sir.
Just get the stiffs back together with him. If he don't show, he owe me.
I can walk to the track, man.
Just bring the car to the track.
Hold up. Now, see, Junior, y'all skating now. You locked in that you was gonna be here. If I bring a car or not, that ain't the damn stiff. The stiff was you was going to come down there with your car.
Oh, man.
You see how he got the bag out of that now?
Hey,
terrible, man.
This is, hey,
I'm locking in to run Biz's car. What up, man?
You didn't lock in to run Biz's car. You locked in to come down here because you didn't want to lock in on the phone. You didn't want to lock in. You said you want to get out here first and see it. Say, okay, I'm going to be here waiting on you. If you don't come, that means you owe me $100. Now you're going back now trying to rearrange that. You done already locked that in, sucker.
Hey, DMX, listen.
What me and Dog just discussed was giving an example of how simple it is. That's how simple. This is the thing. I'm going to say something. I don't feel that I'm out of place saying it, but that's a problem that we have every time we try to engage and lock in a race. One man is always trying to be slicker than the next man verbally,
and it don't work.
I understand. I understand, Junior, and one more thing, too,
Junior, everything Junior's saying, y'all don't want to listen, and that would make the shit so goddamn complicated. And Junior, let them know, once they done locked the raise in, stop going back trying to change what you already done locked in. Once you done locked in, you can't go back and change the shit. Listen,
That's what they were doing with Kimo.
Kimo agreed to it. Kimo know better than that. Y'all ain't
going to
trick Kimo no more with that bullshit.
That's correct. But you know what? The thing is, the simpler you make it, the less room there is for any bullshit.
I told the man,
I got a small block on spray. On 28s, 29s, whatever tire, I mean, it's broke down easy. Anytime you start trying to add shit to it, and I understand, all of this, you know, grudge racing, to me, is the art of deception. If you can trick the man into giving you your race, you already got an upper hand. But it gets to a point that you mix so much bullshit in there that, at the end of the night, don't nobody even know what the fucking race is. I mean,
Junior.
Yeah.
Hey, Junior,
hold up.
Hey, Kimo, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to give you that $100 tomorrow to get that nigga, but when I see him, I'm beating his motherfucking ass. I don't give a fuck what car he drives.
That's what you're supposed to do then. If he's willing to engage with you, that's what you're supposed to do.
You ain't lost.
Now, since you said that, you know what I'm going to do because I like you? I'm going to tell you because I like it, but don't call me no nigga no more. I'm going to let you off for $50.
Oh, my God, that bullshit, man.
Now, just send $50 down to the Kimo. And if you bring your car, listen up real good. If you bring your car, your punk bitch ass got the back tie.
That's what I'm talking about. I might not need it. I might have to get that back to you. But my car will be there. Junior, that's what Junior just trying to tell you. If you done did it, we don't have to keep talking about it. It's a done deal. We ain't talking, man. Junior, we got three minutes. I mean, open them up. Where's the lemonade and customs at? We got over an hour.
Okay, I mean, open them up. Let's go.
Junior.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Junior, why don't you drag with the nitrous car? Drag that guy with the nitrous car. He's slow.
What was that?
Fucking small black nitrous car. He needs to sell it and buy him a real motor.
Oh, no, that was an example. That was me giving an example of what. Hold on, man.
That's what John was doing.
Hold on. Was this Junior? Who was that said that?
That was John.
Sell that small black nitrous car, by a real motor, and it'll go fast.
Okay. Don't tell me it's powered by a Ford motor. No, it's not. This was an imaginary car, just to give an example of how easy it is to lock a racing. You don't have to go. I understand you're trying to outmaneuver the guy so you can put yourself in a winning position.
Who's got the
small black nitrous
car?
Ain't nobody got
he's
it,
got
man.
A small block.
Look,
hey,
Big Ball Factor got a small block, not just go.
No, ain't nobody want to do nothing with Big Ball Factor. We not trying to fuck with
no, he said who got one. He said who got one.
Oh.
I didn't know who got one.
I mean, Wayne got
one.
Ain't Wayne got a small block nitrous, Scott?
Yeah,
he
do.
Huh?
Yeah, you don't. But you don't want that trouble, though.
Slow-ass
plate monster.
Yeah, you don't want that trouble, though.
Slow-ass plate monster.
Yeah, white trash. I mean, I'm pretty sure he looking to engage.
He said slow-ass Mustang. Who said slow-ass Mustang?
Slow-ass.
Y'all talk for that car, too.
And Rucker gets down the track about one out of every 10 hits.
Hey, man, you say what you want to say. That bitch go down the track every time.
I tell you what, I'm going to drag that motherfucker with my big black Ford fucking Mustang.
Well, we don't want to hear what you're talking about, but that bitch go down the track any time we need it to go down.
That rocker on the track.
Hey, DMX, John.
What's
can
up,
I,
man?
Can I get a second, please? Chris.
Go ahead, bro.
You're listening. If you want, hit the one button. I'm going to mute the mics. I'm only going to let two people in, you and another gentleman, and you guys can discuss this issue. I just need you to hit the one button. Hold on a second. Let me check these lines, please. 313.
Hey, find Lil Wheel number. He got an issue with that guy. 313-0938.
Kimo, hold on a second.
Hmm?
313-7047. Your mic is open.
Hey, what up, man? What up? This little Fred. Who is that guy talking about this slow-ass white trash car?
Hold on a second.
Whoa, Fred. Whoever talking, you ain't got to worry about it. They quiet.
Bro.
Hold on. Let us
see
these lines, man. Go ahead.
Hold on a second. 313-7208. Your mic is open.
That's the one with the noise.
312. Okay.
7208 the background.
4040. 248-4040.
They ain't gonna pick up. They're just listening. I know they're just listening.
Well, I mean, those are the ones that I see.
Hey, what's Little Wheel's number?
Did you find Little Wheel number on there? The 0988? 313-0988.
What's up with Mr. Willie?
He messed his car up.
He's going to buy a new car.
Yeah, I heard he coming gloves racing.
Got a 53 Pro Vest in the garage with no runs in it. Tell him he can get it.
Hey man, who's
you said,
that guy who just from the car, man?
You said 313-0938. Your mic is open.
What's up, Lil Will?
313. You got to speak up, buddy.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
What's going on? What Chris German do to you? You get your car from him, or what happened?
Yeah, I picked it up from him. But to me, like, him and Reggie and the other guy over there, they got a whole different issue with him. I ain't really got the same issue with him, so it's hard for me to say.
You pay that man.
Did German finish the car?
Did he finish my car?
Does he owe you any money?
I mean, no. I would say he don't really owe me no money.
Did he do what he was supposed to?
He did what I asked him to do. So, I mean, the whole thing is, I went and got my car for a different reason. Because I'm doing something, going a different direction. But the guy wanted to do what the direction I'm going in, but I didn't want him to do it, so I decided to go somewhere else different. But it's hard for me to come in and say, like, oh, this is a good guy, Reggie, you wrong for that, because I don't have nothing to do with what they had going on. Just like they say with Butch don't really have nothing to do with what he got going on. You know what I'm saying? That's two different issues there. He borrowed money from one guy, and another guy said he didn't do buy any parts. I didn't have it. So, you know what I'm saying? I can't say that they're wrong. I can't say that he's right. I can't say nothing about it. I'm kind of in a whole different ballgame.
Can you get him on the ship right now?
You want me? Hey, Will. Hey, Will. You know what? I respect you saying that the way you did. You know why?
And like, you know what?
I
got one more comment on my man.
Yeah.
I put on Motown muscle. Like, you know what I'm saying? He might have did something wrong. He might be dead wrong with those two guys, but there's a lot of other builders and tuners that have done the same thing. Like that guy brought up, I don't even know who Joe Peters is, but he brought him up. So, I mean, everybody had their issues. You know what I'm saying? So, they might not be wrong for doing what they're doing, but I can't say, yeah, man, Chris is a bad guy. He did me wrong. Fuck him. I can't say that. So,
you don't say it, but I'll say it. Chris is a bad guy.
Yeah, I mean, that, like, you got the right to say that. That ain't, I can't, well, I mean, I can't say, yeah, he fucked up. You got the right to say that because I don't know the issue you had. You explain the issue you had, but I can't say, yeah, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, he right or wrong, because
probably,
Chris won't have
it. Know that,
I mean, when you look at it, Will, when you look at the
Huh?
He probably didn't know that motor stole that was stolen either, did he?
You said, did I know what?
Chris German probably didn't know that engine that he sold to the guy in Texas or wherever he sold it. Wasn't stolen, did he?
Man, that was before my time. That was before I mean, you know what I'm saying? I was a young. That was so long
same
ago.
Guy.
I was
he didn't change.
Listen to this. I'm gonna say this and leave it alone. Will, I respect your opinion, but if the three guys, besides myself, took their cars out of there because you lied about the parts that we gave you money to buy the parts for, and you call, and one of the guys calls the manufacturer of the parts and says, hey, this guy, Chris, says you sent the wrong parts. This guy, the manufacturer, says, Chris can't get parts from me even if he paid me cash up front. You know why? Because he called and told me to lie and tell you that he was sending the parts. So he's doing some scandalous shit like that. And I hope that the guy that he did that to hits the one button. And it's another guy that's listening that came and got the car, got their car, because our cars have been sitting there for months and nothing has been done.
That's regardless if he treated you right. But if he got three or four more guys that he screwed up and did wrong like that, they got just his right to come on and blast him because he messed over them. And just because he did
right,
you right, don't mean he didn't do them wrong. Now, what he should have did is came on, and if they lied on him, he should come on the show and tell him whether or not they lied or not.
Yeah, get your ass on here and defend yourself.
All I know is they get started through it.
All I'm saying is I never said Reggie was wrong. I never seen the guy, my man up there got the other car, the other guy that's talking now. I never said he was wrong. But I can't come on and say, yeah, fucking, he did me wrong. I can't say that.
Nobody see what I'm saying is you trying to come on and say he did you right. Ain't nothing wrong with having people to come on and say he did him right. But if you got three or four jokers, even if he got one somebody that did wrong, if he did do him wrong, they got the right to blast him if they want to blast him.
That's right.
Will, I guess you men trying to keep other people that they don't like working on bad people's cars because they don't pay. I got two witnesses that heard it.
Technically speaking, hold on, John.
That's why their shit ain't finished.
John, in real talk, Will, you and I the only person that had black guys that had cars there.
Well, see what y'all feeling. What y'all missing the point? You know, just like I might have a buddy of mine that treat me dead ass right, but if he's screwing over everybody else, just because he do me right, don't mean he shouldn't be blasted for screwing over other people.
That's
he
correct.
Done Butch Brown right. He fucked everyone else over.
the bottom line, listen. My understanding, listening to you guys, the man has a proven track record of fucking people over. Because when it's one person, it's one thing. When it's multiple persons, then I mean, that's his way of doing business. The good thing out of this is, to those that are listening, you know, you're being informed by somebody else's fucking, you know. Now, whether you make the right decision or whether you say, well, that was only with them, I'm going to go see him. Just remember
all I can
this.
Tell you,
you
all
might
I can
be next. You might be the next one to get fucked.
Give him some money. Give that guy some money in your turn and see what happens.
Right.
Well,
right.
I dare you to pay the guy.
Will. Give that guy some money in the project.
Like what McCoy just said. He says, if y'all listen to y'all opinion, if you say you got, I can't say you didn't get fired, I can't say you did. I can, because he's going to have his side of the story, too, like he said before.
Right, that's
but
correct.
I'm going to leave it at this. Every drag racer, grudge racer on this phone, if they don't do all the work they sell, they have been fucked at one time. And I can go down the list.
That's correct.
Why are you defending this dude, man? I'm not defending him. Let me tell this. With Chris German, they feel like you feel with Tony Butch. You felt Tony Butch screwed you.
The only chancy chef I've ever dealt with upstate that ain't fucked me over is Keith and Skinny Kids. Everyone else
yeah, Skinny Kid is a piece of shit.
Right, now you see what I'm saying? That's my opinion. That's my opinion. You see how I go back and forth?
Skinny Kid is a piece of shit.
Whoever said anybody that's in racing, like whoever just said it, anybody in racing them been fucked. We all been fucked. Some of us been fucked by the same jokers we said good to you. Everybody been fucked in racing one time or another.
That's right. That's right.
You know what? I respect Will's opinion, but as long as I got a voice and the power I have right here on this internet and the power I have on this show, till that motherfucker pay me my money.
Oh, you're supposed to.
That ass.
You're supposed to. You're supposed to. I mean,
until he pays me, I'm done dragging his name through the mud. But on every chance I can, I'm gonna ask him for my money every week until he get it. I'm gonna ask him in front of the world every time this show. I got my receipt. I got my agreement. I know what he was supposed to do and what he didn't do. I got everything I need to do.
Oscar,
it's just like
last time I see that
I don't take him to court, I'm going to take him to court. But I'm
well, if you're glad every week asking for your money, you might want to forget about getting your money. You might have came out better by going to him and seeking you work out something behind it. What you call him? He damn sure ain't going to give you nothing now.
Well, one thing is,
hey,
sure.
I don't care if he don't. I can hurt him. What?
His German ain't president. He's taking it from black and white, so he don't give a fuck.
Nah, he don't like black or white.
Yeah. He don't give a fuck.
Bottom line, Chris German, you don't blast.
I mean, you're doing what you are supposed to do. You know? What people sometimes don't understand is, you can do right by 1,000 people, and the minute you fuck over one person, you know, that one fuck-up is going to cost you more in the long run than them 1,000 that you did right by.
If it was just one, it wouldn't be that bad. It's not. It's fucking multiple. It's a pattern.
And in business, most people, I'm going to give an example of an engine builder. You know, this guy built a piece for a guy. This piece blew in the garage.
Get a muffler.
That motor did not make it out of the install in the garage. That man took the motor back to him. That man fixed everything that needed to be fixed in it and didn't charge him a dime. When you're in a business that, believe it or not, word of mouth, because in the racing community, that word of mouth goes a real long way. The last thing you want, I don't care if this guy had built 100 different motors for 100 different people, That one that blew up was the one that was going to fuck him over, and he knew it, and he took care of the issue, which, I mean, a legit, true businessman, that's how you deal with it, you know? If anything, that one, don't get me wrong, as customers, sometimes we're pieces of shit. Sometimes we expect and demand more than what we're really paying for. But you know what? By the same token, you know, we're the customers. We should get their best service if that's what we go there for. You know? But
now fuck that. Yeah, where is this motherfucker talking? He gonna wear white trash.
Oh yeah. You know what? Hold on a minute. Let me go back down.
Hey yeah, where he Hey Kimo, where he was that the guy talking about he need a ring or the man fucked him out of the 5600?
I don't know.
The gentleman said, where's that slow small block on spray? He said, get rid of that small block. I guess he was directing that to me initially because of the example that I was giving. So, I mean, if white trash is looking to engage, I mean, I guess that'd be your man right there.
So is that the guy that with the ring is what I'm asking? Looking for his ring or looking for his 5600?
I'm not.
Speak up, motherfucker.
I would think so. The boy sounded familiar.
God damn,
maybe.
Hey, in the words of Tight Man, tell that motherfucker, go lay down.
Oh, you ain't going to tell him to lay down, belly up.
Lay down.
Y'all know John. Wait. Nah, y'all know John got some bad shit now.
He's looking for his ring at 5600.
Is John still trying to engage?
I don't know. I don't know.
Anybody can have some fast shit. Are they willing to engage to prove that some fast
right.
shit?
Right.
That's what
I
don't
want, man. He don't want that. I'm finna go on mute, man.
219-2285. Your mic is open.
What's up, Joey?
219. Leon, what's happening, man? What's going
what's
on?
What's up, man? Yay!
Tell me.
Hey, Leon.
Tell me, Leon.
I'm back.
Tell me something
back.
Good,
hey, don't,
man.
Hey, Leon.
Yeah.
Hey, Leon. This little friend from Never Scared. Don't you owe $100 over in this way?
Nah.
Don't you owe $100 to Wayne?
Yeah, when I said, Wayne, come to Holly Springs. I'll take care of Wayne. We already. We
okay,
had,
I was just reminding you. I was just making sure. Okay,
yeah,
I'm on mute.
Hey, but one thing about
I'm
me.
On mute. I'm on mute.
Hey, Fred. You know
what?
Hey, you got a right. Hold on, Junior. Hey, Fred.
Yeah.
What up?
Hey, you remind me of old Wayne that money. Where Wayne at with that small car? We got that Camaro want to run him in Holly Springs.
We'll be in Holly Springs.
You think
we scared to get on the highway or something?
Listen, you going to be there. If y'all going to want to run that Camaro, man, we want to see if y'all want to run
we
that Camaro.
We will be in Holly Springs, man. We already got a race locked in with Wick. We'll be in Holly Springs.
Hey, Leon, you trying to engage?
Hey, listen, my man told me to book his car, man. He said book the car, man.
Well, my man told me I ain't in the booking. I let him book. I just told you where we'd be at.
Oh, okay.
Hey, Fred, where is Wayne? Because I got to ask him an important question.
I don't know. I ain't talked to him today. He might be at work.
Oh, okay. I wanted to ask. Well, maybe you can answer this question for me.
What?
I see you over there when we was racing. You pulled a spark plug. You and little head. I seen his nephew. He lined him up. I seen his brother and big chief. They keep the crowd happy. They keep y'all going. Keep y'all happy, fed and drinking and whatever.
Lane,
come driving out to check and get Chris Jones.
I already know where you finna go. I already know where you finna go.
Going to Chris Jones.
No, listen.
Fred, I just want to know what role
What role do Never Scared Tim play in that camp?
Working out one day.
Hey, Kimo, I know who you're going with.
I'm saying, what role do he play in the camp? Everybody got a job over there, and they're doing it. What role do he play in that camp?
Hey, the man has to work.
Hey, Fred. Now, I done gained some respect for you, but you're going to have to knock it off. We didn't race till 2 o'clock in the morning. He ain't on third shift.
Yeah, he on third shift.
Yeah,
he don't get off till like 5 o'clock in the morning. Real shit, Kimo, he don't get off till like 5 o'clock in the morning.
Okay.
I'm keeping it 100, for real. Yeah.
Hey, I got a question because I'm trying to see who's who. Now, Little Fred, are you the gentleman that was at the end of the video?
Yes, I was.
See, I don't know.
Video,
I'm from Chicago.
Video all over the world, ain't
it? I'm from Chicago, but I heard the voice and I said, I know I done heard that voice somewhere before in my head.
That's the same one that was down in Mississippi when I blow their ass off, too. He was
Now, I want to stand corrected on this. You did say that you wanted to engage with anything and everything out of the Motor City Mafia. Is that correct?
Besides Cold Killer, yeah.
Okay, I just want that clarified. Thank you. That was the best answer I could get. Any car out of the Motor City Mafia, except for Cold Killer, you will engage with.
Yeah, you heard what Wayne said.
Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm just asking. I want to clarify it. I want it nice and clear because you know Wayne got a lot of wiggle to him, and he
We didn't wiggle in that video. Any car out of the Motor City Mafia. What up, though?
Okay.
Y'all
I just wanted that clarified. I thank you, sir.
Y'all are collaborating with suckers.
You said what, Kimo?
Y'all do collaborate with suckers, like the Whiplash camp, huh?
I plead the fifth. I'm going on mute.
Stand up.
Hey, Kimo. Kimo.
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, where
Aaron them at? Oh, I don't know. I'm sure some of them listening, Young Money listening.
You're getting close to that path.
Are you trying to engage with them, Leon?
Yeah, he's buried in it.
Yeah.
Who are you trying to engage with?
Tragic.
Hey, Ray.
Anybody know
they
call me?
Yeah.
Gentleman was calling you there.
What's up, John?
Reggie.
Yeah.
Hey, Reggie. Did that German give you the front clip back?
Yes, he did.
That's funny. You want the Declan bumper? He sold me that with the front clip. You can have that shit, too. That guy's a fucking clown.
Right. Idiot.
I got a question. Is this the same John that got a 10-inch tire car?
What's that?
A bunch of them.
Is this the same John that called in a while back trying to engage a 10-inch tire car?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm just asking. You know, I'm a little bit slow, so my mind, I got to run back figure out who's who. So is this a grudge car, John?
It's a class car.
Okay.
We got some shit coming.
So you will have a grudge car then?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Big black Chevy Mustang. Spray.
Uh-oh. I say would looking this for white
big,
trash.
Will this be a big tire
white trash
car?
Trash is
going to
get a
fast
drug. White trash is getting drugged down the track. Gapped.
Is this going to be a little tire car or a big tire car?
28-29 inch tire.
Well,
okay.
Cars, no cars, it don't matter.
Hey, Junior, you need to be getting Wayne on, man.
I mean, it's
Wayne's
simple. All he got to do is hit the one button. Let me open up this line real quick. 773-1142. Your mic is open.
773-1142. That asshole. Give him the front step away, man.
Chris German acting a fool up there. He on TV and everything, acting a damn fool.
Well, I mean, you don't put it out there. You don't put it out there. If the man acts right by you, then you got to come back and you got to acknowledge that. He did right by you. You get a satisfied customer, at least came back. The same way you blast a person when they do wrong, you have to acknowledge when they do right. If he don't do right by you, continue to do what you do. I mean, what they say, the truth set you free? Well, there you go, Chris.
Hey, dog. What you gonna do to DMX if he come down there?
Hey, DMX got that old red ass Mustang.
Yeah.
They come on, whiplash raging.
Yep.
Yeah. I'm gonna stick my finger up his ass. Hey, if you don't, you know he love the red light too. You know he love the red light. I mean, like I ain't know who the bitch was. I know who that faggot motherfucker is.
Hey, dog, hold on. Hold on now. Don't be talking about nobody red light when you just got a cherry popped off this weekend now.
Hey, that's what I said, motherfucker. So what, Junior?
Okay.
Goddamn right I did. I damn sure
hey,
did.
Dog,
but,
can I say something to you? I may have texted to the wrong number, but I was listening to your show about 2 weeks ago when your special show, when they was whining and complaining about Joe. I don't want to bring the issue up, but being I couldn't get on, you know, you're a celebrity, which we blessed to have you on here tonight. I thank you for coming.
Goddamn, Junior.
Hey,
go ahead, man. You done built me up. Now what you going to do? Kick me now?
When I send you a motherfucking text, at least acknowledge. Tell me, hey, I got your text. Leave me the fuck alone, man. All right?
You must have even sent it to me, Junior. I answer all my texts now. You must have sent it to the wrong number now. If you send it to this number, this is my house number. This ain't the number to send me no text.
Yeah, that might be because, you know, I got multiple numbers. That might be the one that I sent.
No, I answer
you.
All
I
texts.
Any
text I get, I answer. Don't care who it is or what it is. I answer.
Hey, man,
okay.
Hey, dog, you know, Joe hung up on me the other day, told me, fuck me, I'm starting shit.
Well, you know, I don't know what's going to happen, but the last couple of days have been all right. We was together down there in Macon yesterday, back in OK, you know, but, you know, I hope he come around because, I mean, he good for the game. He just got to let people sit and do what they want to do. He can't tell no other grown man what to do and how to do it with his own shit. That's what I keep trying to tell him. And then if you don't agree with him, he cuts you off and shit, and I'm trying to tell him, you can't do that. I mean, let a man go and say what the fuck he want to do. Don't go mute his phone just because you on the damn on his radio shows, man.
You want me to tell you something other than blatant disrespect, which at times it does get to that point. You know what, dog? This is an open forum. A person should be able to.
Junior, that's why I like
who
it.
The
that's
fuck
what I'm talking
fell
about.
Asleep.
See, now I can understand if me and a man are arguing or something, you trying to tell me to be quiet so you hear, and then you got to mute for that. Don't mute my phone. It's just like it's me and Junior on the beat or something. It's just because me and Junior on the beat, Junior shouldn't mute my phone just because he can mute my phone and I don't agree with what he's saying. He's still supposed to let me say what the hell I want to say.
That's correct. You know what? I've been asked multiple times, man, mute that joker's mic. I don't do that. You know why? This is an open forum.
Hey,
Kimo,
I'm going to
mute your motherfucking mic, man.
Hey, mute whoever breathing hard, man. Somebody
he don't understand. He might have some
problems.
Hey, a motherfucker breathing in my ear, you going to have some serious problems, boy. Wake up now.
and
what the hell
was
wrong
dog.
With that?
I've been on mute ever since I stopped talking, dog.
Okay. I got you, Uncle Larry. Just
hey,
sound
Larry,
like you.
Hey, Larry.
Yeah.
Hey, Larry. How come they always put shit on you? You see that?
I don't
they
know.
They always want to put
the
shit
old,
on Larry.
I'm the oldest out the I guess because I'm the oldest out the butt.
Hey, Junior, but you know what
I
ain't over here? I talk to Larry, talk shit about Larry. Larry the same motherfucking way, regardless. I ain't never heard him raise his voice. He might get mad, but I couldn't tell he was mad. That damn Uncle Larry the same
day.
Way, only goddamn thing.
Hey, dog,
I don't. Got Larry raise his voice, man. Don't, dog, all you got to do is talk about his motherfucking boat.
Hey, Kimo, leave that personal shit alone now.
Hey, dog.
Hey, dog, you correct on that with Larry.
You very seldom going to hear me do that anyway, dog, because I love the game, man. I love the game. That's what I'm here for. I love the game.
See, a lot of motherfuckers can't take it. Just like I said, you know, they used to say Kimo was too hard and all that. I used to love Kimo because Kimo used to keep that shit 120% real. Though. It didn't make no difference who it was. And I'm serious, though. Kimo done got damn soft lately. He don't fuck with nobody.
Hey, you know why I don't fuck with them, dog? The motherfuckers, man, they tell me I ain't going to get no. See, I fuck with these motherfuckers up here, man. They stop talking to me on the internet. They want to race me or nothing. God damn, I can't get it. I can't buy a race up here no more. These motherfuckers just stop fucking with me because I was talking shit.
You know what it is, Kimo? The intimidation factor behind it.
Yeah, you're right,
you know,
you're right. Hey,
you know,
what it is, a lot of people don't realize, you know, once you done slap the motherfucker in the mouth one time, they bag up. Bitches talk a lot of shit when they think they can just, you know, I told you before, Kimo, once you get your shit together, a lot of bitches are going to bag up off you. I mean, I'm going to try you,
That's right.
I probably don't want that trouble neither. Junior was trying to tell me so many words, I don't want that trouble, but I got to have it one time.
You know, I always say it, dog. Listen, you know what? I remember months back, they were steady talking. They used to talk about Johnny Quick like a dog, man. The first time Johnny Quick came on the show, I asked him, "Are you?" Because I don't know the man. I don't know the man. He's from Detroit,
right.
From Chicago. I asked him. I said, "Are you the same Johnny Quick? This, and this." He like, yep, hey, man, for about a month, every motherfucking race they had going on, Johnny Quick was busting their motherfucking ass.
Yeah, you're right,
man.
And all of a sudden, goddamn it, they stopped calling Johnny Quick names.
you don't hear no more that Johnny Quick, he this, Johnny Quick, he that. They in line, you know?
Hey, ain't nothing came and got that bill from a Johnny Quick either.
But yet, Johnny Quick was a bum. He blow up motors. He this, he that. I mean, what happened? Shit.
Why hasn't anybody challenged him for either one of them belts? He still got both the belts. Why ain't nobody challenged him for him?
Because he's going to beat their motherfucking brains in. That's why. I mean, that's the only reason why. I bet you if he had them belts and he was blowing up every other pass, I bet you'd have 100 guys trying to trying to lock them in. You know? I'm going to tell you this. I've always said it. With you, Kimo, the day you get that car right, the way that it should be, they got issues. I'm going to tell you another one. Y'all steady picking on him. He on the line. He my man. But Leon, if Leon ever get that bitch right, you motherfuckers are in trouble, boy. I'm telling you.
Junior, I gotta correct you on that, though. You over there, his car running perfect. He's going to fuck it up his goddamn self.
Hey, that's my man. I didn't want to say that part, but I said,
hey, I love old Dickie too. Leon a good motherfucker, but Leon got buzzer luck. He can have his car be running perfect. That motherfucker forget to turn some shit on.
hey, dog, come on, man. Leave my man alone, man.
One thing about me, Junior, I got to call it the way I see it. That's the only way I know it. I have seen Leon fuck up a wet dream, man. Leon was down there, his car was running perfect. Leon backed the motherfucker up after he done purged it and hit it about 14 times. He backed up and hit it about 7 more times, and we got ready to take off. The dumb bitch, the ball about it, empty now. Now the bitch popping and skipping all the way down the track because you done wasted all the night.
Hey, Leon trying to engage with Young Money, man. He keep hollering Young Money, man.
He better do something about that old ragged ass convertible. That old ragged ass convertible ain't gonna do it the way he got that motherfucker doing. I know what Leon probably is, and Junior smart as he talks. And y'all ought to know Leon tried to shoot too much. Leon tried to shoot 900 out the hole. Spread that motherfucking shit out, man.
Hey, dog.
It seems like every time I see him, he unloading the chassis a lot, too.
That's what I'm talking about. That's because he shoots so much out the fucking hole with them
that
there.
Shit,
and hit him down with
that
the
ball shit
so hard.
There, hey, dog, that shit you talking about right there, that's the shit that's the bread and butter at home. I don't discuss shit like that over the radio, man.
Okay. Well, you know, down here we be getting tech tips, and I told him, I can take Leon's car and come out there and fuck up a whole bunch of motherfuckers.
No doubt. He gonna come around. Sooner or later he gonna come around. And then I don't wanna hear I don't wanna hear all these cocksuckers sucking on Leon nuts. Talk about he this, he that, after you done kicked him.
That's exactly what
the whole time he spent on the floor now. Cause you know that's how they go. You see right now with Kimo, how many nut huggers you got right now?
No.
They're my fans, I don't call them nut huggers, man.
Hey, those the same motherfuckers was laughing when they was kicking your ass on the floor. Those ain't motherfucking fans.
Hey, we just talk this shit to get a raise up. Some people take this shit too personal, man. They just personal with this shit, man. They never fun, man, entertainment and shit, man. If you can't take this shit, get out this goddamn game.
That's right.
That's
right.
Don't get mad, man.
I tell you this. I love...
Hey, when bitch dog get mad at me, I said, fuck him. I don't have to deal with a motherfucker. I'm gonna say and do it what the fuck I want. Y'all know how I am when you first met me. I'm the same motherfucking way every day. Only thing that make me shut the fuck up is you whoop my ass, I won't talk as loud. Other than that, I'm gonna talk shit till I get fucking tired. If you don't like it, fuck you.
That's right. I mean, to me, dog, the competitiveness that this brings out, I feel, other than boxing, there ain't nothing like this, you know. But the day that this becomes personal for me, man, I can't fuck with it, man. I can't. This shit, yeah, it's about helping motherfuckers. It's about my understanding, you ain't going to get rich off of this shit because the faster you go, the more you're spending, the less you're making. But
if you don't remember, about 3 weeks ago, I told you. Now, see, Wayne ain't got damn chemo done ran. Now, that animosity they had and all that bullshit on the heavy show, it's gone now because they done already ran. Now, one of them done got their ass blown out in the hood.
No,
you know, they okay now.
Hey, but I need to get that race back now.
I know you do. I don't blame you. I know you want it back. I know damn well you want it back, chemo. But my point I'm talking about, the tension and the personal shit y'all had, I don't hear it no more now since y'all went on and raised it.
See, that's why I want to see that race between Tony and Biz. You know how long that shit's been boiling up? That shit been boiling up for a couple of years.
When they came down there, I said the same thing. I said, man, because, you know, Tony's first. Now, he saw the kind of attack me first. Like, and I'm saying, hey, man, that's between. I said, I ain't got no beef with you. That's you and Ben shit. That's some old shit y'all got going on. But, you know, I like Tony, and we shoot the shit, too. So I got back on Tony's ass, too. He didn't realize I'm talking shit to him because I was just as scared as he was. I'm going to admit now, he was scared, and I was scared, too.
Yeah.
Hey,
man.
I mean,
you know
not,
what?
You know, I'm not really scared, but, you know, you got that eyes, and then Dylan, you know, anytime you're going into a race, if you ain't got some kind of butterflies or something wrong with your motherfucking ass.
That's that adrenaline, baby. That's the shit that keep a motherfucker going, believe it or not. That junkie feeling that you get.
I'm gonna tell you when I thought. I'm gonna be honest with you now. I'm gonna tell you when I really thought I had it. See, I, like I said, my shakedown. I said, fuck it. I love a shakedown side of motherfucker for a couple $300. Get my gas money back. If
right.
You whoop my ass, you whoop my ass off. You make me drive better. So I made a shakedown with that big block goddamn number for a couple $300, and I fucked him up. And I like what I seen. I parked and I'm ready to go. Tony made a shakedown pass. He must have been like what he seen because he wanted to make a nudge. So right there was telling me, I got this motherfucker here. I'm ready to go, but he ain't.
Well, guess what, dog? Me and my driver don't give a fuck when we see that shakedown. I got a sound like a hungry pit bull. He foaming at the
Jeez.
Mouth to get hold of
hey,
you.
Hey,
I am too.
Chemo,
all
you got to say is deposit, boy. That's it.
I'm ready to go, too. And to be honest with you, all jokes aside, Junior, I'm going to say it right now. I want to run Chemo bad, the motherfucker, but I swear I don't believe I can beat him. I swear I believe he's going to kill me in there.
But you know what? It's a gamble, though. It's a gamble.
But
you know,
Junior,
it's a gamble
I'm
anytime
though,
you come up
show
to that
me.
Tree. You
Hey, I'm one of the, if y'all can remember, I'm one of the first ones said, if goddamn Chemo ever get his shit right, he a bad motherfucker now. I'm the first one said that now.
Yeah. The regulators put that bitch right now. They get that motherfucker right now. I got a bad motherfucker fucking with it.
Yeah. See, that's the thing about it. These ain't got no tool on this car. It's running okay, but I don't believe I can beat Chemo. I don't believe I can beat him, but I got to try. I don't talk too much shit not to drive. That's one thing about me. I talk a lot of shit now. I don't like to bet no whole lot of money. That's because I can talk a lot of shit. But I try She-Gorilla. I'll be honest with you now.
Shit, you supposed to.
Yeah. And another thing, Junior, all them bitches that be talking about they want to run for all that big money, it be 3 or 4, 5 or 6, 7, 8 motherfuckers. Shit, 10 motherfuckers put up a couple $300. You can either come up with $3,000, $4,000, $5,000. Let one motherfucker come up with it. You'll see a lot of motherfuckers walk around here looking like that man with that picture y'all seen. I seen that video where that motherfucker with his eyes buckled, his mouth open like he was crying. I swear for God, y'all was talking about it. I went back and looked at that motherfucker 4 or 5 times. Every time I looked at that shit, man, I fell out the chair, man.
Hey, man, I need to leave that man alone, man.
That's my technology at his
desk,
man.
Hey, he lost his whole shit for real.
Hey, dog, leave that man alone, man.
Man, I look at that shit, man. I lay it every time I see it. That motherfucker looked like. Now, but look like, hey, he was on the side that won, look like. What, he was just over there looking? I thought he had won. He was on the side that won, but he come back over there looking like, man, I'm fucked up, man. I don't know what the fuck I'm going to get, man.
Shit.
That was the best goddamn video I've seen in a long time, boy.
You know what they say, don't bet what you can't stand to lose, boy. You look real stupid after that. Jeez.
Yeah, that bitch was looking real stupid now. I don't know if he had lost his old check, but that was a perfect caption for that motherfucker. And he looked like it. Hey, all the people around seemed like he was up there buying his goddamn self.
Hey, in a case like that, dog, he was beside himself.
Dude, I ain't lying. I cracked it up, man. I kept watching that shit. I said, this bitch lost his old check for real.
Yeah. These dudes are no good, boy. Hey, Slop, Rich. Shit, I'm ready, brother.
All right.
Hey, you know what, too, Junior? You know what, dog? I'm going to see if my guy puts that bitch on 28. Like just like he is when we raise fears with this. So I'm
hey, Kimo. Hey, Kimo. Do what you got. You ain't got to tell. You ain't got to talk.
Junior, hey, Junior. Hold up. Junior, shut the fuck up. Junior, stay out there, Junior.
Do what you got to do, man.
Oh, hey, Junior. Now, that's fucked up now, Junior. Goddamn, you supposed to be keeping it real. You shut the fuck up, Junior. Oh, I thought you was on Twitter, Kimo.
I
thought you was on Twitter.
I am keeping it real.
You ain't never heard me on I'm always on 29.
Well, I thought you were. Now, Junior, goddammit, you a bad motherfucker, but you ain't supposed to goddamn help this motherfucker now.
I'm not helping him. I'm telling him to shut the
fuck
up. You
a damn liar. You
ready
to
talk? No. No, sir.
If I don't know that this is on 29, well, fuck, he put on 29, he got the back time.
Hey. Dog, I ain't trying to help him. I'm trying to tell him shut the fuck up so we can close this out, brother. I ain't trying to help him. Shit. hey, Slug, Dredge, come on with it, man.
Hey, what up? Hey, we just want to thank everybody that came out tonight and listened to the show. Everybody that didn't call in but still listened to the show. Junior, thanks. Dog, always. Appreciate your insight and your rawness. Kimo, keep up the good work, baby. We know you about to do some damage out here. Everybody that is traveling back from down south or wherever you are coming from, we pray that you guys have safe travels. And we just pray for everybody that is listening to the show. We just we ask that you guys continue to listen and support us. You know, we said what we had to say, and we're going to leave it at that. We got to support each other, and we got to look out for each other because, you know, like I said, everybody's not being straight-up businessmen or women. You know, this is hard-earned money we've saved, and we don't, you know, it stings when you get screwed over. So, you know,
I agree 100%
it is
with
what
that,
it is.
Man. I agree 100%.
It is what it is, you know. But, you know, I'm being the person I am, you know, like I said, I'm going to bounce back from this. And, you know, when you dig a ditch for somebody, dig one for yourself.
That's
but,
correct.
Like I said, we hope to see some good racing coming up real soon. Wayne, White Trash on top right now, but you got no Motor City Mafia coming for you.
That's right.
You know they coming for you. Kimo is coming for you. DMX.
Hey, I got to stop you.
I know what
second,
that cop could do. You knew what you got to do.
Motor City Mafia been talking a lot of shit, but they ain't been doing shit lately.
All right. They'll be there. It's all good and fun. But, hey,
you
just keep up the, Junior, keep up the good work. We appreciate you guys coming out to the show.
We try.
Just continue to support us, man. You know, we can only get bigger and stronger. You know, grudge racing, I think 2014 is going to probably be an amazing year in grudge racing. Like I said, everybody's building bigger and badder cars. Just continue to support the show, you know, and I just, you know, hey, have a great week, everybody. Meatball, appreciate you. Big Fred, appreciate you. Lil Tony, safe travels. Safe travels. So,
you
know, there it is. Number one Slouch Productions. Chad.
Goddamn, you got one of them goddamn Stevie Wonder speeches, eh?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You know, hey, dog. We gotta thank everybody because the bottom line, man. If
I'm just talking shit, man. You know me.
Got,
I love this shit, man. I really appreciate you, Junior, because you do let a motherfucker come on here. I don't know if you still hosting now, but I know when you be hosting, you let motherfuckers come on here and say what they gotta say. That's what it's all about, man.
No doubt. I mean, it's open here. You know, we live, we uncut and uncensored, man. With that being said, again, on behalf of Fred, Reg, Slouch, Chad, Motor City Mafia, myself, I thank you very much, and
Y'all have a safe week, man.
All right, y'all.
All right, now.
All right, appreciate it, bro. Y'all take care. Later.
Break yourself, fool.
Take care, y'all.